Julia.
Bob Ballard, he's a TalkSport commentator over there live in Rio. Thank you very much for joining us. Delighted to be joined by somebody who, I mean, you could compete with the very best in any sporting event. Could you not, Mr. John Holmes?
Well, undoubtedly.
As long as there was some sort of height limit.
Yes. I mean, the high jump, not so much.
High jump, that's a bit silly. That is, I watched that on the Olympics.
The high jump?
Utterly bizarre. How do they do that? Well, like, I can barely get up a curb.
Very hard to believe, but when I was at school, I genuinely came top in the school in the high jump and went through to the county finals.
Were you at dwarf school?
No. There's no such thing.
For those of you who've not seen, Mr. Holmes I'm a giantess.
Yes.
And you're the opposite of that everywhere.
Yes.
I mean that nicely.
Yeah.
We're both freaks of nature.
It's fine. I'll take that. But I did. And then, didn't do very well in the county championship. Anyway, that doesn't matter. That's why I'm not in the Olympics yet. I'm here.
Yeah, you're over it. You don't sound like you're over it.
I'm still bitter.
I was rubbish at all sport. Quite happened. It never bothered me. What's happening on your show today?
Well, that'll be rubbish as well, of course. But what there'll be is, it's Friday, so Con will be in the lift reading out the texts from the haters and the trolls.
That's not part of the show. He just does
it. He just does that. Yeah. Anyway, he likes doing it. Yeah. No, he's in the lift as it goes downwards through the building in a feature we call Condescending. There's more haters and trolls this week, though, because I've been doing Virgin Radio all week.
Oh, loads.
Our sister
double
station.
The number of
so
people
can
to
you
hate
imagine?
You.
That's excellent news.
So now they're slacking off your music taste.
Exactly.
As well. Brilliant.
Yeah. So there's a lot of that. That'll be fun. What else are we doing? We've got a live music. We've got a live busker dragged in from the streets to come and do some music for us.
The police are going to get involved at some point.
Some point, yes, because I don't know if there's a licence issue. And you know what? I haven't even asked. And
no, exactly. That's all coming up. You're going to get a lie-in tomorrow morning, I hope.
No, because my parents are visiting and I have to get very early.
What were you thinking? It's a 12:58. You look so happy about that. Hope they're not listening.
No.
John Holmes
they
with
don't
you.
Listen to this.
John Holmes will be here after 1 o'clock to take you through the afternoon. Do stay tuned. I'll be back 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Yes. Good afternoon then. Friday. It's Friday. I'm John Holmes. It's 1 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, North Korea's nuclear test is condemned. FIFA bribery investigation and stranded skiers are freed.
Talk Radio.
Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has described North Korea's latest nuclear test as needless provocation. It's thought to have been the country's biggest detonation to date, causing a 5.3 magnitude tremor. Pyongyang argues it's trying to counter alleged hostility from the United States. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it's worrying.
I think it's fair to say that China, Russia, the United States, everybody shares concerns, but we're trying still to monitor to find out precisely what took place.
FIFA is opening a formal investigation into former President Sepp Blatter and two ex-secretary generals after allegations of bribery and corruption. Football's world governing body is looking into whether rules were broken regarding the offering and acceptance of gifts. The Prime Minister insists her plan to allow more new grammar schools in England can help create a fairer system. She says the current setup allows those who can pay for a house close to a good school access to the best education. Faith schools will also no longer have to make 50% of places available to children from other religions. Theresa May says despite best intentions, the cap doesn't work.
The intention is to improve the diversity of the school's intake. But in practice, it has little impact on many Jewish, Muslim, Sikh and Hindu schools because they tend not to appeal to parents of other faiths.
At least four people, including a train driver, have died after a serious crash in northern Spain. 50 other passengers on a train heading to Porto have been injured after it came off the tracks. A 25-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murder after the death of an eight-month-old baby. The boy from Rochdale died from multiple injuries in hospital. A 24-year-old woman is also in police custody. Three former Tesco executives have been charged with fraud and false accounting. It comes after half-year profits were overstated by more than £250 million in 2014. The trio are due in court later this month. They worked under ex-chief executive Philip Clark, who's reported to have been questioned by the Serious Fraud Office. 45 tourists who spent the night stranded in cable cars over Mont Blanc have now been freed. Earlier rescue operations had to be suspended because of darkness and bad weather.
Clever. Suspended. So that in a cable car, isn't it?
I'm glad you're mocking their plight.
I'm not!
Experts behind a report into the use of statin, so they just want to correct the public record.
Night in white statin.
A review published in The Lancet has found the benefits of taking the life-saving cholesterol drugs have been underestimated and the risks exaggerated. Dr. Asem Malhotra is a cardiologist.
Good for him.
There's a problem with Burley.
Oh, I assumed you were just telling us.
Oh, no, no.
With increasing demand on the NHS, most of it delivered by lifestyle, driven by lifestyle-related disease, obesity, etc. And that's because we've got things wrong. So we need to shift the balance. Less medicine, more lifestyle change.
Fewer.
Anyway, and Olympic champion Laura Trott has admitted she regrets sending a tweet about future children with fellow Olympian Jason Kenny. The British track cyclist posted a message saying any they had would have to get their genes. The couple won a total of 5 golds in Rio.
Great. By the way, for anyone listening there who Victoria referenced that there was a problem with Burley. Mm. It's a bit of a radio term, but that's what Victoria, I think unkindly, calls Chloe.
No, you are being unkind to Chloe because there was an error message.
She's not even listening, though.
There was an error message.
She's not listening.
I don't care if she's not listening. You are being factually inaccurate. There was an error message on there and she had to click through a couple of times and then it played. Burley is the software we use here.
That's right.
Chloe was fine. It was Burley that was the issue.
Oh, I thought your nickname for Chloe was Burley.
No,
sorry.
She's not Burley.
No, she isn't. That's why I thought you were being unkind. You got some weather?
Talk Radio, national weather. Right. Sunny intervals with a few showers for England and Wales. A band of quite heavy rain moving east. Very windy in the northwest of Scotland. Highs of 23 degrees.
I say.
What do you say?
What capital city sounds like someone pinging some knicker elastic?
Pyongyang.
Yes. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger says Jack Wilshere will be welcome back to the club next season. The midfielder will spend the rest of the campaign out on loan at Bournemouth. Wenger insists Wilshere is still in his long-term plans, but he wants to see some changes to his game. British boxer Kell Brook weighs in later ahead of the fight of his life. He'll step up 2 divisions when he faces world middleweight champion Gennady Golovkin in London tomorrow night. Cricket England all-rounder Ben Stokes has agreed a 1-year contract extension at Durham. He's now signed up to stay at the club where he's spent his whole career until at least next summer. Finally, Great Britain is second in the medal table going into day 2 at the Rio Paralympics after Dame Sarah Storey made history on day 1. She took first place in her track cycling final to win a 12th career gold, making her the most successful British female Paralympian. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben there with the latest sports news pre-recorded and powered by TalkSport. I don't know why he can't just come in and do it. He's simply sitting through that wall.
He's doing it live on TalkSport. Yes.
Why can't he pre-record theirs and come in here?
Because it's powered by TalkSport.
Oh,
so
it is.
therefore they care more about TalkSport.
I've forgotten it was powered by them, you're right. Yeah. Which is an alternative energy source, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's wind, sun, TalkSport. And the government now give you a grant, don't they, if you have those TalkSport panels on your roof to power your home, which is good. Victoria there with the news. Shall we do a programme? Yes, we shall. Burley, press me a button. Radio.
3 good reasons why you should buy a Skoda Fabia this summer. Incredible 0% APR representative finance. £500 towards your deposit and £500 worth of free fuel. The Skoda Fabia. It's a no-brainer. Find your nearest retailer at skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan from Skoda Financial Services, 18s and over subject to status, T's and C's and exclusions apply. For free fuel, T's and C's, check skodafreefuel.co.uk. Offer ends 30th September.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on The John Holmes Show.
Listen to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes. It is nobody's favourite radio quiz. Sexual fetishist latex dog men here in the studio. I mean, on that note, we're going to leave it there.
Skinny hipsters make perfect firewood.
Filth.
Then I think we're off to a good start. She had 2 human puppies. That's a bat that's just got the powers of a man.
If you're using webcam euphemistically,
I am one for taping that up, yes. But when Facebook first started, I admittedly now wrongly dismissed it as a small fad. They've towed the whole island away.
These are really nice footballers.
Somebody's been on the spliff.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Radio. Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
so, good afternoon then to you and welcome. Here we are, whazzing a Friday afternoon talk radio show into the wind. Just some breaking news for you here just before we start the show. Probably we are getting reports, and this is quite serious now, we are getting reports that our sister station, our neighbours just over the border, Talk Sport, have conducted a nuclear test. Now, this morning, initial information coming out of TalkSport seemed to indicate that seismic activity was detected, a 5.3 magnitude earthquake quite close to the photocopier in TalkSport's office. It would seem that TalkSport have detonated a 10 kiloton warhead approximately 800 metres beneath TalkSport's breakfast presenter Alan Brazil, which resulted in him spilling his 7am Prosecco over the desk. Now, TalkSport haven't really commented. Of course, they're a notoriously secretive regime with a dangerous leader. But just one example, actually, I did see the head of TalkSport threaten to feed Hawksby and or Jacobs to dogs for going a minute late to the news. So the headlines, again, TalkSport have carried out a nuclear test with a warhead going off 800 metres below breakfast host Alan Brazil. Of course, if there are any updates on that quite serious story, Victoria will bring them to you throughout the afternoon. Hello then, I am John Holmes and it is Talk Radio, coming to you live today from a broken cable car high above an Alp. We're trapped inside, me, Cornelius, Victoria, the advert for Selco, where the trade go, and I expect that you're bi-curious as to what's going to test launch from this afternoon's radio bunker. Well, headline hijack on the way, of course, as you'd expect it to be. Your chance to make up a news story from scratch. From scratch. Employing this rule, the rule that it has to be a lie. There will be a news lie, a made-up story, a made-up current affair in the news at 2 o'clock, and it will be spaked, giving it a degree of authority from Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That one will speak your words. If you'd like your words in Victoria's mouth, only for them to come out again, then get in touch for Headline Hijack. It's there to confuse the people who aren't listening to this bit of the programme, have popped out for lunch, they get back at 2 o'clock, this week's Radio 1 first thing here, it's Victoria's News, and that means they hear Victoria's News and they believe what she says, but there's a news line there, it's a news liking, and it wasn't this number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's another lonely luncher on the way as well, of course, as we welcome another inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are lunching alone, for whatever reason, allow us to become your virtual colleague and or friend. Get in touch, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And now with added prize gifts. So you can get to choose from these gifts should you become an inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Yes.
A copy of the Metro with haiku scribbled on it.
Yes.
A copy of John's book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Signed by any author you want me to sign the name of.
A Colin Murray Talk Sport 2016 calendar.
Very out of date as he's left now.
A John Holmes 2016 Talk Radio colander.
Due to a spelling mistake in an email. That's the prize list. Choose which you want. The choice is yours. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, there's also work experience punditry. Today, Aidan is back, and he's reviewing, this is a first, books. He's just doing a book review. It's a good job you're not doing it, Cornelius, because, it involves reading. There's the brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. There's the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do they think bananas or scaffolding? There's live music. As on a Friday, we quite literally drag a busker in from outside to perform on the inside. And if you're a hater or a troll that sent an abusive message to the show or me personally over the last 5 days, then to misquote Martin McCutcheon's forgotten single, This Is Your Moment, as rather than ignore your message or report you to the police, we'll be handing them to Cornelius Conn, who will read them out live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building in a feature we call Condescending. Plus, it is, of course, Some Request Friday. Now, over on Radio 2, what do? They have All Request Friday. We can't do that. There's a copyright issue. Plus, they're allowed to play music. We're not that much. So, we play speeches and talks as requests and dedications instead of that. Now, I don't know if it's your wedding anniversary, maybe your first dance all those years ago was to the American political activist Mary Fisher's 1992 address to the Republican National Convention entitled A Whisper of AIDS. Or maybe it's your birthday and you'd like to hear a TED talk on why helmets don't prevent concussion. Whichever, whatever, however, Some Request Friday, speeches and talks for you. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Ginger Dave is not producing. No. Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
Hello.
Her voice has changed slightly. We'll explain why later. Chloe's on the buttons.
Hello.
Chloe's on the buttons. Victoria's on the news.
On it.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Hello. News just in. He won't be doing much today because I'm afraid Theresa May has turned him into a grammar school. So, sadly, we do get to select what goes in him. It's 1:15 then. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am, yes, I am John Holmes. I am him. I am him. Let's start with some music.
Troy Green.
Tick, tick, boom. 16 minutes past one. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John. So why then am I playing the Hives? Tick, tick, boom. I imagine you're wondering. You're probably there now. Think, why is he playing that? How does it link to today's big story? How does it link to today's big story, Cornelius? I can see that you've got a question.
Well, I'm just sitting here wondering, why is he playing the Hives?
You got a question, you have to put your hand up. Cornelius, you've got your hand
up. Yeah. Why are you playing the Hives, tit, tit, boom? Well, and how does it link to today's big story?
Have a little think about that. Because it's a traditional, on a program, is what you do. You play a song which links immediately to the story you're going to talk about by way of what's called production colour.
Well, it's quite obviously.
Yeah.
The North Korea thing.
No, it's not that.
What? Why not?
The hives. Tick, 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 boom.
North Korea?
No.
It's got to be.
No, it isn't.
There's no other news.
Well, it's statins.
How?
Because tick, tick, like a heartbeat, tick, tick, like a ticker.
Yeah, okay.
And hives is also something you can catch medically.
Okay, so what is it? Statins.
Statins.
Okay.
So, now, this is interesting. Ask Broadcast Through the Glass. Ask Broadcast is Through the Glass.
Hello.
You sound a little bit different today, Cass, if I'm honest.
I'm like a chuckle, brother.
Yeah.
I got a sore throat.
Right. Hello, Aiden.
Hi.
Yeah. So, Ask Broadcast isn't through the glass today.
No.
No, she's moving house. She's moving hearse.
That's what she said.
She's moving a hearse. Well,
funeral. She's at a funeral, isn't yeah, she? That's what she said. She's moving hearse.
She's moving a hearse. And says, we genuinely don't know whether it's house or a hearse. We just don't know. Could be either. We just have no idea.
I wouldn't be surprised if she just drove a hearse as her domestic car.
True. And lived in a coffin in the back. Yeah. That's Cass all over. Anyway, so Aiden, sometimes of work experience punditry, yeah, is getting paid to be here today.
It's unbelievable.
By doing Ask Prod Cass's job.
Yeah, quite badly so far.
Come in here, already above Cornelius in the pecking order.
Yeah.
Paid intern, producer. And that's how work experience works.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So Aiden will be doing that.
You need to get a guest.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. We need to get a guest. Can you get me someone who knows about what... I don't know what the hell a statin is, and neither does anyone else. Find me someone who does, please, Aiden.
All right. Yeah.
Fine. Good. Cass has trained him well. Yeah. So we'll talk to someone about... because we're all wondering what a statin even is. We'll talk to someone about it next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The sale of the summer at DFS ends Monday, but there are still savings on every sofa in store. So be quick, DFS.
At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of 15 approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get a free service plan, free UK mainland delivery, and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So, don't just sit there. Get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. Offers available until the 23rd of September while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk.
Morning. So, you got an IT crisis?
Yeah, my machine's not responding.
Have you pressed Alt-Command-F7?
Alt-Command-F7.
No, F6.
You just said F7?
Yeah, I meant F6.
Our breakfasts are freshly prepared, even if you're not. Like the all-in-one breakfast wrap. McDonald's. We make breakfast. Served before 10:30 a.m.
Important news for those who are sick of hearing about PPI. The FCA may impose a 2019 deadline for PPI claims, which means you might not hear ads like this in the future. But it also means you could miss out on claiming up to £5,000 if you were missold PPI. So what are you waiting for? PPI Claimback will do most of the work for you, and if you haven't had PPI, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems on the M1 southbound in Bedfordshire both ways. Two earlier accidents, northbound and southbound, are causing very slow traffic around that stretch. In Wiltshire, the M4 westbound still got queuing traffic for 5 miles and one lane closed due to an overturned lorry and recovery work between 16 and junction 17 for Chippenham. And in Leicestershire, the M6 and northbound, slow traffic due to an earlier accident at the M1 junction 19, the Catthorpe interchange. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house get down in value? Will it get up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the the tips you'll get. What? Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
23 minutes past 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Here's Cornelius with some of your reactions.
Lots coming in, John. I've always wanted to be a Paralympian, says John, who says, I'd give an arm and a leg to do it. Mm. Thanks very much for that. And we've come too far to give up who we are. That's from Daft Punk featuring Pharrell.
Thank you very much, Daft Punk featuring Pharrell. If you'd like to get in touch with the station, just like Daft Punk featuring Pharrell, then the number is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's talk about today's big story. Right then, in the news today, of course, lots about statins. And on the line now is Dr. Lawrence Buckman. He's a North London GP. Good afternoon, Dr. Lawrence Buckman.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, before we talk to you about this, I just wanted to have a quick listen to these. I've got some newspapers here, these headlines that go back over the last some months, really. Let me just read some to you, if you don't mind, Dr. Lawrence. So this is from the Daily Express. These are all front page headlines. Proof statins save millions. Then the Daily Express. Statins in new health alert. Daily Express. Statins really do save your life. Health chief slams statins. High dose of statins can beat dementia. Doctors ban on statins. Take statins to save your life. Daily Express. Sunday Express. Statins bombshell. Official. Statins are safe. Daily Express. Statins new safety checks. Proof that statins beat dementia. How statins can cause diabetes. Statins fight cancer. Statins slash risk of stroke by 30%. Statins increase risk of diabetes. Statins add a mere 3 days to life. Statins double risk of diabetes. Statins age you faster. New statin safety alert. Statins linked to 227 deaths. Proof at last that statins are safe, which was today's. And I think the question here on everyone's lips, Lawrence, is what the F word even is a statin?
Right. Statins are drugs that are used to lower your cholesterol.
Right.
And in particular, to lower the cholesterol that furs up the arteries in your brain and your heart.
Why is... because they are all headlines from the either Daily or Sunday Express. Why, A, are they obsessed with statins? And B, why... and they were all in order as well. So why, one minute, do the Express go, they're safe, and the next minute they go, they're not? What's the problem with them?
Well, I think the problem is with the Express, and I think you might want to ask them
yes.
What they've been doing. I can't imagine why any newspaper should be so interested in one large family of drugs where the evidence base for benefit is enormous,
yeah.
Now it's just got even bigger, and the evidence base for harm is based on some very small, limited studies that really should not concern anybody much. They're mainly talking about adverse effects. They're also mixing, which are very unusual,
yeah.
They're also mixing up whether you take statins because you have diabetes and trying to make that sound like people who have take statins get diabetes, which is nonsense.
Yes.
I mean, they're muddling up two things. They're connecting things that are nothing to do with each
other. How unlike a tabloid newspaper?
Well, I mean, it's quite remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
A tabloid newspaper should carry detailed medical advice, which is accurate, when in fact the medical professions across the world have a fairly unified view on the benefits of statins.
So who would you be prescribing statins for then? If someone's coming to you with high cholesterol, right?
Right.
And is that the sort of first port of call if you get...
There are two groups of people who should have statins.
Yes.
Those who've got high cholesterol...
Mm-hmm.
After an experiment with diet in trying to improve what they eat,
because
you can make quite a difference to your cholesterol merely by what you eat and your exercise and how much alcohol you don't drink. And then the other group of people are people who come from families where there's a tradition of raised cholesterol or early heart disease, particularly in younger men.
Right. And what does a statin actually do then?
It makes your ability to process cholesterol change so that the percentages of good and bad cholesterol, some cholesterol is good for you, by the way,
yep.
So you actually have to, it's not the total cholesterol, it's the subfractions that are important. It changes the ratio of good and bad, and you end up lowering bad quite substantially. And it can make the most enormous difference to people's lives. And the reason why, here's a pseudo statistic.
Go on.
The reason why more people are getting prostate cancer,
yep.
is because they aren't dying of heart disease younger. So when you say statins cause prostate cancer, which isn't true,
yes.
what you're actually saying is they're all living. If you go back 50 years, people were dying age 40 and 50 of heart disease. Well, they don't do that now, and that's because primarily of statins and the drugs that were their forerunners.
And that's a statin statistic, a statinistic, if you will.
Yes, but it's a pseudo statistic. It's not real. Statins don't cause prostate cancer. Of course they don't.
Yes.
But they stop you dying of that, so you live long enough to get old and get something else.
Yes, something else, which you know, in the modern world, that's people living longer. That's what happens. So a lot of people are texting in saying, are they dangerous? Are they not dangerous? And I'm saying, you know, we're saying no, they're not. One question: if North Korea got hold of a stockpile of them, does that make them dangerous?
I think North Korea would be well advised to take them because they eat a lot of fried food, and they probably could get them cheap. They probably manufacture, you know, fake statins.
Yeah.
Statins are a family of drugs. It's not just one drug.
Yeah.
It's a group of them. And I would say that there is, I could make you a case that said everybody who didn't get side effects should take a statin. Now, I think that's a bit extreme, but certainly anybody who's got a family history of heart disease,
yeah.
early heart, under 60, or people who've got raised cholesterol, those two groups of people should be asking themselves why they're not taking a statin. And the only reason not to take a statin is either that you get uncontrollable diarrhea with it, which is very, fortunately, very rare,
yeah.
or that you get a global muscle pain. It's not just a bit of a creak in one joint. It's terrible global pain, and that's very serious. That's a serious complication of statins, and you mustn't ever take statins anymore, any kind of statin.
Okay, there you have it. Global pain there, or Chris Miles, as some people call that. Radio joke there. Dr. Lawrence, thank you very much. Just one final question. Where are you calling from?
I practice in North London, but yeah. this minute I'm in Cambridgeshire.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say Prestatin.
No.
That's a shame. all right, Dr. Lawrence Buckman there, a North London GP, currently in Cambridgeshire. Thank you very much indeed. And there you have it. Facts, because I'll admit I started this conversation having heard about statins all day with no clue as to what one was. And a straw poll of the office indicated that no one else knew what one was either. But now we do. And that's because we're here to teach you things. Laughing and learning. Well, you're going to be learning. So there you have it. If you've got an opinion on whether or not North Korea would be more dangerous with or without statins, if you've got a statin statistic, a statinistic that you'd like to share, then get in touch with your reactions. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news. It's 1:31.
Talk Radio.
Boris Johnson has joined international condemnation of North Korea after it carried out its biggest nuclear test. The Foreign Secretary says Britain will hold talks on a robust response after Pyongyang violated United Nations rules. Dr. John Nilsson-Wright is a Chatham House Fellow on North Korea.
The North Korean leader is anything but funny. This latest test, the fifth test since the first test in 2006, is further proof that the North Korean government is intent on developing its military capabilities.
FIFA has opened proceedings against former President Sepp Blatter and two of his old colleagues for a number of alleged violations, including bribery and corruption. World football's governing body is investigating issues around Blatter's salary and bonuses, as well as those of ex-Secretary Generals Jerome Volk and Markus Kattner. The Prime Minister has used her first major speech on domestic policy to unveil the most radical and far-reaching changes to English education since the 1980s. A new wave of grammar schools aims to end what Theresa May calls selection by house price. A city trader has been jailed for 6 years for raping a woman after a drink and drug-fueled office party. 26-year-old Daniel Green attacked her in May last year after she'd gone to sleep under a desk. Princess Anne has cancelled her public engagements next week. She's recovering from a bad chest infection. And the Ukrainian capital Kiev will host the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest. Organisers say fans can look forward to an electrifying show in May. The weather, sunny intervals with a few showers for England and Wales. A band of quite heavy rain moving east, very windy in northwest Scotland with highs of 23 degrees. It's more than half an hour.
Electrifying, is it?
That's what the Eurovision Song Contest organisers are promising.
Is it statin electricity? Like where you rub a statin on a balloon. So statin electricity and it makes your cholesterol stand up.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Victoria, for the news. That was Victoria with the news. There will be Victoria's news in around half an hour's time. It will also feature quite heavily This Mouth.
This Mouth.
In it will be your words, or we'd very much like them to be, please. And we'd like you to make those words up in an order that, you know, makes some kind of sense. I mean, I'll be honest, when Victoria gets to it, it may not make sense anymore. But, you know, we'll do what we can. But a made-up news story for the news at 2 o'clock, please. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like.
Those
lines are open right now for today's Headline Hijack. We'll also meet a lonely luncher as well. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Jerry. You've watched the cult TV show. You've seen the controversial opera. You've read the best-selling book and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in to today's big story, which was, of course, well, none of us knew what a statin even was, so we had Dr. Lawrence Buckman there, North London GP, trying to explain it to us. What would happen, John, if indeed North Korea stockpiled statins and developed a statin with nuclear capability? What would the world do? It's a very good question, Mr. Obama. Thank you very much for texting that in. Cornelius, you've got some reactions.
Very interesting reading all your thoughts on this.
Thoughts?
Yes. YouTube vlogger has said that, wow, this is really interesting. OMG statins, hashtag cholesterol. Which is interesting.
Yes.
And this has come from parent who says, I've got raised cholesterol. I adopted cholesterol when it was young and raised it as my own and everything is fine.
Thank you very much. Indeed. Now, it won't surprise you to learn that, because I told you earlier, that it is Some Request Friday.
Hooray.
If you've got a request or a dedication for a speech or a talk, we're not allowed to play music dedications because it's a... it's a speech radio station, so there's different kind of rules, right? So we have to do the best with what we've got. And what we've got is the ability to play bits of speeches or talks that you might want to celebrate an anniversary, a birthday. Maybe you're going away for the weekend. You just want to hear a Friday banger, a speech that's a you know, a Friday, a big Friday speech, you know, such as I mentioned earlier, the American political activist Mary Fisher's 1992 address to the Republican National Convention entitled A Whisper of AIDS. It's a Friday banger. If you'd like to hear it, maybe you know all the words, you want to just talk along with it, then why not get in touch? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And should we do one? Do you want to do one now? Should we do one now?
No.
Oh. All right, we'll do one in a bit. That's fine. We've got lots coming in, but they're all available to you from our database of speeches and talks. Mm. If you'd like to, you know, do that thing. Are we going to do Headline Hijack?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. All right, let's do it. Right, made-up news stories that have come in then. Thank you for sending them. To confuse the people who don't listen to this bit, as I said, they don't even know we do this and we don't mention it after 2 o'clock, so... Nah. There's been a controversy in the Paralympics. This has been sent in by Dan. As an athlete from Kazakhstan has been allowed to take part in the competition despite having only a very minor disability. Jake Jazakistan suffers only from a broken fingernail but was allowed to enter the discus by the Paralympic Committee simply to make up the numbers. That's from Dan there. There's a lot of controversy, of course, about levels of disability in the Paralympics.
Yeah, yeah.
That's possibly...
There's one guy with just a cold.
Yeah, I know.
It's awful.
Absolutely shocking. Yeah. What have you got there?
This is from Timothy, who says, after North Korea successfully tested a nuclear bomb, Donald Trump has vowed that he wants to drop a state-of-the-art bomb-proof dome over the whole of North Korea.
Yeah.
The dome will be able to create a climate for the country and is estimated to cost up to $60 billion to make, but the cost will of course be picked up by Mexico.
I'd understand. That makes absolute sense. Theresa May, this has come in as well. Theresa May has been criticised, of course, as her plans to place poor children in grammar schools. And the criticism is that it's thought that she's just putting them there to provide entertainment for the rich children. Because, as we know, a popular pastime for rich people is to laugh at the poor people. Isn't it, Cornelius? Because you didn't need a loan to get through university, did you? Because your parents paid that.
Yeah, but I don't laugh at poor people, and I'm not rich.
Yeah, you are. Seen it. That's Cornelius. That... 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We will meet a lonely luncher next as we induct someone new into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Prizes afoot, no less. If you're lunching alone, get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers, this is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota, always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6 D 95 din HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental, conditions apply.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Arsenal, Tottenham and West Ham all to win was 9-2, now 13-2. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 9-2, more 13-2. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems on the M1 southbound in Bedfordshire both ways. Two earlier accidents, northbound and southbound, are causing very slow traffic around that stretch. In Wiltshire, the M4 westbound still got queuing traffic for 5 miles and one lane closed due to an overturned lorry and recovery work between 16 and junction 17 for Chippenham. And in Leicestershire, the M6 and northbound, slow traffic due to an earlier accident at the M1 junction 19, the Catthorpe interchange. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon. Afternoon
from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just coming up to 2:15. I'm going to open the doors of the Tupperware Hall of Despair very shortly to induct another Lonely Luncher into it. Before that, though, of course, we've been hearing a lot. We've heard about statins, haven't we? We know about North Korea bombing something. We know bombing some earth and some soil. We know about that. I don't know what they've got against soil and earth, but, you know, that's... Hey, that's the news, isn't it? I don't make the news. We just report the news. And there's Theresa May and the grammar. It's all really very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, many people can't, Cornelius, which is why we're here to help. Because every day on the programme, as regular listeners will know, we explain the news using the obvious and ancient art of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
North Korea blast, nuclear bomb, but it's okay, it can't reach us.
Using haiku.
Please don't.
It can't reach us either. I don't know why anyone's even worried about it.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
I mean, it was just in some soil, so... You know, we're not in some soil,
what,
are we?
What do the North Koreans have against soil?
I don't know. It's an oppressive regime, and they very much keep soil underfoot. They tread it down. They keep it trodden down.
That's awful.
Yeah. One day the soil will rise. Anyway, it's time to meet today's Lonely Luncher. And, if you've not heard this before, here's what it is. It's... For people who are lunching alone in any way, shape or form, why they are lunching alone? Well, you know, the reason doesn't matter. We like to know the reason, but we are not racist. So we don't mind why people are lunching alone. We'll find out, though, why Mike is, because he's on the telephone now. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So why are you lunching alone, poor Mike?
Well, I'm at work. This is a common occurrence, basically. I work in a museum, natural history museum.
Oh.
I run the gift shop on the ground floor, right?
Yes.
But, the staff room, the communal staff room, is all the way at the top of the building. Now, the building is massive.
Yep.
And it's on the fourth floor. Now, before you say the fourth floor, that doesn't sound very, you know... High up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but each floor is separated into two floors. So you've got floor one for staff and floor one, part two. Yeah. So I've got to go like eight stairs to get to the main staff room.
Yeah.
So I find myself kind of hiding in this little box stock room above the shop where I kind of sit on my own and eat my lunch. Alone.
Right. Before we investigate that, let's just get to the bottom of this floor conundrum. So there are four floors, but each floor has two floors.
Yes, so you're talking like a floor A and a floor B, because you've got a first floor, then there's a first floor for staff, which is slightly below the first floor for public.
Right.
You get me?
Yeah, I do. It's confusing, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, I just can't get my head around it.
Well, try climbing up the stairs. Yeah. I mean, and we're right on the top.
Yeah.
Hang
on, isn't it confusing? So, all right. So, have you got access to the public floor one?
I have access to anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you say to someone, "I'm just going up to the first floor," you have to go, "I'm just going up to the first floor." Brackets staff or brackets.
Yes.
Museum goers.
Yes.
What do you call a museum goer? Is that like a customer? What is it?
Well, I mean, when they're in the gift shop, they're a customer.
Yes.
But when they're outside of the kind of my gift shop universe, I don't know what they are. I mean, they're just people. They're public.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Just the public. All right. So okay. So we've solved that now. So you can't be asked to go up to the top, and that's fair enough because in fact it's 8 floors, not 4 floors. That's
yes.
That much.
And there is a lift. I should say this. Yes. I mean, there is a lift, but because there's so many floors, the lift has two.
The lift has what? Oh, hello?
A lift.
There we go. Oh, you're back. The lift has what? Two what?
Two doors.
Two doors.
For public and for staff.
Right.
Can get quite confusing.
So it's the same lift.
It's the same lift, but it takes an age to get up.
But it's got two doors.
Yes.
So, but can the staff and the public mingle in the lift? Or if the public in the lift, does it lock the staff out of the lift and vice versa?
No, the staff and the public are free to mingle in the lift area.
Right.
But then there's two doors, and it does cause confusion, and often you find the public just wandering around the staff.
Well, that was my question, if the staff floor is open to the public via the lift, then that is a violation of Natural History Museum protocol, isn't it?
You can, yes.
Yeah.
You can only access the staff door using a staff swipe card.
A swap app.
Special secret buttons and a little panel at the back of the lift.
I see. Do the public have a swipe card for the public floors?
I would hope not. No, that's just open.
That's fine. That's open.
Okay,
we're getting to the bottom of it. This is important, so I wanted to clear it up because people will want to know the exact lift and stair system in the Natural History Museum. You wouldn't believe the amount of letters and emails we get asking for a clear explanation of the access to different levels of the Natural History Museum vis-a-vis staff and the public.
Exactly.
You wouldn't believe how many we get.
I know. It doesn't surprise me. But that's why I don't bother with it. You see, I'm not bothered with any of it. I just stay here in my little box above the gift shop.
So, when you say it's above the gift shop, is that like a little attic or what is it?
Yes, it's like little rickety stairs just above the gift shop.
Yeah.
It's barely any stairs, so I'm happy with that.
Right. Have you hollowed out the space yourself? Have you like a mouse? Have you burrowed?
Sort of, over time, yes. I mean, it's a long stock room, and I'm just kind of at the end on a little desk and computer, but just surrounded by old toys and things.
Toys.
Itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's be clear, the public haven't got access to your...
No. I should stress this. The public, they're the public. They only have access to what's for the public in a museum.
Yeah.
You know.
But
just
for that, just clear this up for people, because we do get letters. We often get... I mean, I'll read one to you now. Look, we got this. This came in.
Yeah, go for it.
Dear John, I am quite confused as to the access points of the Natural History Museum gift shop, close bracket. Could you outline and explain for us exactly where the public are allowed to go within the gift shop environs? Specifically, are we allowed into the hole above the gift shop that the man who works at the gift shop has burrowed out like a mouse? So could you clear that up for us?
Well, I mean, they're not allowed.
They're not allowed. They're
no,
not
no
allowed.
Way. No,
no way.
No circumstances can they come here.
Right. But they are allowed in the gift shop below you.
Well, obviously,
yeah.
We need them to be there. Really.
What's the distance between... you're right. What's the distance between the gift shop and the gift shop hole that you're in?
I'm kind of just levitating... sort of over the gift shop.
Yeah.
And I've got a tiny little window where I can just about see the skeleton of a Gorgosaurus, which is a big dinosaur.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
What if, though, and I'm just going to paint you a hypothetical scenario, what if a member of the public, unchallenged, scaled the skeleton of a Gorgosaurus and was able to gain ingress into... the room above the gift shop. What then?
Well, then
I mean, is there something in
place?
Is there security in place to stop that happening?
There are people I can contact. I mean, and actually, we are a museum, so I do have quite a few weapons that we sell. So you know, if push came to shove, and I had to defend myself, I might be able to find a Roman spear or sword.
Right, and have you stockpiled those in there? In case
just
of a siege situation in the Natural History Museum?
Well, yes. I mean, I'd be stupid not to, really, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
So, So I'm well equipped.
Good. Well, essentially you've helped answer many people's questions.
Good.
Regarding the Natural History Museum. What are you actually having for lunch up there?
Well, I often go to the local supermarket and to the reduced section because I'm really cheap. So
before you go, to be clear, is this a staff section of the supermarket?
Is there a separate reduced
section for Natural History Museum staff? Yeah. Or are you allowed to mingle with the public?
I've stepped out of the museum at this point and I'm in the kind of the real world.
Yeah.
What you're operating kind of in now. So I exit the museum and then I go to a shop and then I buy my lunch and then I come back and now I'm back in the museum eating it.
Yeah, no, I understand. So to be clear, you've gone to the supermarket. Now, how far away is the supermarket?
Not far, about 5 minutes.
Right, now do you walk... Is there a sort of restricted staff of Natural History Museum sort of walkway, like a sort of cycle lane, but only you're allowed in it because you work there? Or, do you mix with the public? Are the public allowed... Where you
no,
go?
I mean, once I go into the street, then I am public like the rest of them. Although I will have a lanyard and a swipe card, but it is of no real use for me outside.
So, to be clear again, you can't use the swipe card to get into the reduced section of the supermarket that's reserved especially for the staff of the Natural History Museum.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So,
all right. I think we've cleared that. What did you buy at the supermarket?
Well, I had obviously, I just get what's reduced. This, today, it was a Cumberland pie. Which was microwavable, which presented me with a problem, because I wanted to stay in my little hovel, but I needed to get to a microwave.
Microwave, yeah.
Luckily, there's a microwave situated on part one of floor one.
Do the public have access to the microwave? Or is it reserved for the staff of the Natural History Museum?
No, it's reserved for the staff. I mean, well, when have you gone to a museum and thought, you know, I need a microwave? Well, I guess if someone's bought a packed lunch,
If the Cumberland pie is available to the public as the staff of the Natural History Museum, then there's every chance they'd want to heat it up like you.
Yeah, yeah.
And thus maybe should have access to the microwave.
Well, I mean, it depends. We're a museum at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I don't want to start this whole thing where, oh, yes, you can use it. I mean, where does it stop? They start using the microwave.
Yeah.
Then they can, you know, I mean, you can't give them, you know, I'm not sure about that, really.
Yeah. No, fair enough. I mean, it's cleared up a big issue for us. Listen, Mike, thank you very much for that. A lot of people are very clear now as to, should they visit the Natural History Museum, as to where they can go and where they can't. Supermarket adjacent to the Natural History Museum. Mike, pleasure talking to you. You are now inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club Tupperware Hall of Despair. You've got a choice of prizes, however, you can choose from these gift prizes. Here we go.
A talk radio mug. Despite being from this station, it does actually work. John's book.
Hello.
A great toilet book, especially using the pages when you've run out of toilet paper.
Yeah, very funny, yes.
A talk sport mug. Similar to a talk radio mug, but more successful. A Metro newspaper. Today's Metro's newspaper has a very unbroadcastable haiku written on it. A TalkSport 2 mug. Very much the equivalent of the last person picked for a football team. A Colin Murray on TalkSport 2016 colander. His wife may make a lovely Baba Ganoush, and if what I've heard, this calendar may accompany that well. And finally, a John Holmes on Talk Radio 2016 colander.
There was a typo in the email.
Yes.
Which of those prizes, Mike, would you like us to ship to you?
Oh, they're all very tempting, and there was a lot.
Yeah.
I'll have your book, please, John.
Excellent. Would you like... What author's name would you like me to sign it with? You can have any author.
Any authors?
Yeah, any author you like.
How about Geoffrey Archer?
Geoffrey Archer. I will sign the book with the name Geoffrey Archer. It is on its way to you, Mike. To be clear, is there a post room at the Natural?
There is a post room.
Do the public have access?
No, that's not open to the public.
Right.
I'm in charge of the post at the moment. No, the post is just for me access with my card.
Right, but the public can't get into the... To be clear.
again, we are a museum, not a post office.
Thank you very much. That's Mike. He works in the gift shop at the Natural History Museum, which, to be clear, is open to the public, although the room he's talking to us from now is not. But if you do climb the Gorgosaurus in there, you will be able to see Mike through the window crying into a Cumberland pie. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. We need to find a winner of today's Headline Hijack. A made-up news story will be in the news next, of course. That is how Headline Hijack works. I'm going to say in about 2.5 minutes' time when Victoria comes in here, bringing her mouth with her. In it will be your news lie, there to fool the people not listening to this bit, because it will come out of her mouth, masquerading as truth. Cornelius, tell us, put us out of our misery. Who has got their story into today's Headline Hijack?
It's Malcolm B.
Malcolm B?
Yeah.
Where's he from?
South Shields.
Okay. Malcolm B in South Shields, well done. You've got your story into the news, which is next. After that, work experience punditry. Today, a book review with Aidan. More anon. This is Talk Radio. You're listening to it.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has. At your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new cars at their sales event between the 8th and 12th of September. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range, at participating retailers from the 8th to the 12th of September. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 3-metre length of 15mm copper pipe for only £4.29 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Arsenal, Tottenham and West Ham all to win was 9-2, now 13-2. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 9-2, more 13-2. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Yes. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's 2 o'clock on the radio and elsewhere, I dare say. Here's Victoria with the news.
Oh, here we go. Thanks, John. Coming up, anger at North Korean nuclear test. The PM finally reveals grammar plans and three charged over Tesco accounts fraud.
Talk Radio.
The Foreign Secretary has condemned North Korea's fifth and biggest ever nuclear test, which caused a 5.3 magnitude tremor. Boris Johnson's called it needless provocation. Dr. John Nilsson Wright, a Chatham House fellow on the country, has told Talk Radio Pyongyang is ignoring UN punishments for similar tests.
We saw much tougher economic sanctions applied in the wake of the last test in January of this year. And they seem to have had precious little impact in terms of deterring North Korea from continuing with this program. So the strategic challenge of North Korea is getting bigger. The worries that it will provoke an arms race in the region are getting higher.
Jeremy Corbyn is criticising the Prime Minister's plan to introduce new grammar schools in England.
Fundamentally, it's the same as the old 11-plus system, in that it is dividing children on the basis of their perceived ability at the age of 11. I don't think that is a good message to give to our children.
Theresa May says it's not fair. The current system allows those with money to buy houses closest to the best schools. She says grammars with academic selection will have to take a certain quota of pupils from lower income families. Parliament still has to vote on the proposals. Four men have appeared in court in London accused of planning to carry out a terror attack. The men, all from the Midlands and aged between 24 and 37, were arrested 2 weeks ago during searches by counter-terrorism officers in Birmingham and Stoke-on-Trent. The group have been remanded into custody till another court appearance later this month. The parents of a baby have been arrested over his death. The 8-month-old was found injured at the family home in Rochdale on Tuesday. He died later in hospital. 3 former executives at Tesco have been charged as part of an investigation by the Serious Fraud Office. The inquiry began after the supermarket announced that profits have been overstated by £263 million. The trio are accused of fraud and false accounting. Sky's City editor Mark Kleinman says the charges date back to the autumn of 2014.
Tesco at the time was in turmoil, it was losing market share, and it was on the verge of announcing one of the biggest ever corporate losses in British history.
Former FIFA president Sepp Blatter is facing another corruption investigation. The Ethics Committee of Football's World Governing Body has opened proceedings against him, as well as ex-Secretary Generals Jerome Volk and Markus Kuttner. And next year's Eurovision will be held in Kiev. Ukraine was always going to stage the event after its singer Jamala won this year's song contest, but the capital had to fight off bids from Odessa and Dnipro before it was chosen as the host city.
Talk Radio National Weather.
All right then.
Sunny intervals with a few showers for England and Wales. A band of quite heavy rain moving east. Yes. Very windy in northwest Scotland.
Yes.
With highs of 23 degrees. Yep.
Thank you, Victoria. Victoria there with some of the news. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Sports Update.
Hi, Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger says Jack Wilshere will be welcomed back to the club next season. The midfielder will spend the rest of the campaign out on loan at Bournemouth. Yeah. Wenger insists Wilshere's still in his long-term plans, but he wants to see some changes to his game. British boxer Kell Brook weighed in slightly heavier than his opponents ahead of their big fight in London tomorrow night. Brook stepping up 2 divisions to face world middleweight champion Gennady Golovkin. The Kazakh fighter, widely regarded as one of the best on the planet, came in at just under 11 stone 5, with Brook a few ounces more. Finally, Great Britain is second in the medal table going into the second day of the Rio Paralympics after Dame Sarah Storey made history on day one. She took first place in her track cycling final to win a 12th career gold, making her the most successful British female Paralympian. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the Vatican's had to release a statement to say that the Pope cannot fly. A study released yesterday suggested that 1 in 10 of the world's population believe the Pope was able to at least levitate 1 foot on the floor.
Thank you very much, Victor. 1 foot on the floor or off the floor?
Off the floor.
Okay. That's Victoria with the news there. And that was Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Although you'd think, really, given that Ben made a mistake in the sport, given it's pre-recorded, he could just edit it out or something.
What did he do?
He said Kazakhstan and then started again because he said it wrong.
I'm going to tell him.
You tell him. Yeah.
Yesterday, he forgot to even put the sport in.
Did he?
Yeah. He does that quite a lot.
All right. So, next...
Can you go out and fire him, please?
I can try, but I don't think he'll listen to me. He likes to pretend he's head of news.
But he does the sport.
And lord around the office,
but
yeah.
But he does the sport.
I know.
How can he be head of news if he does the sport?
He's got a big ego.
Does he do sport? Does he do news?
He does sport.
Oh yeah, how can
no
he
No news, well, just sport.
Then he's not head of news. You tell him, Victoria.
I will.
You tell him that you are head of news.
I will.
Do it now.
Okay, I'm going.
Go and tell him.
I'm going to tell him.
Don't you take his bullshine.
All right.
You all right, Cornelius?
Yeah.
I said bullshine.
I know.
Okay. 2:05, Chloe, press a button.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Comedian Alan Carr is one of the nation's favourite gays. To celebrate his life, BBC Records and Tapes has teamed up to release an exclusive collection of the most distinctively grating noises he makes.
Oh no!
Alan Carr's Worst Laughs.
Yeah.
A timeless collection of forced campery to enjoy time and time again in the discomfort of your ears. Alan Carr's Worst Laughs contains all your favourites, including high-pitched, protracted, and the just plain awful. For the most part, unlistenable, Alan Carr's Worst Laughs is perfect for blocking out the sound of nearby drilling, trying to drive bees from your garden, or damaging burglars. And if you order today, you'll also get, doesn't Graham Norton's laugh sound like a choking baby? absolutely free.
It's hilarious. Story. Anyway, this is going on and on.
Oh, dear.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and, well, now, interestingly, let's how do we begin to explain this? So, everyone's in different seats in here today, apart from me. Cornelius is in this seat.
Hello.
and Victoria was sitting in a different seat.
Hello.
And now Aidan is here. Regulars as one of Aidan as a work experience pundit, ordinarily doing music. Hello, Aidan.
Hello.
He's in that seat. And the reason he's doing that is because today, and this is why work experience works, kids, Aidan is getting paid to be here. So he's not even work experience because he has taken on the role of Asprod Cass, ordinarily miserable through the glass, because she's away on one of her miserable courses to learn how to be more miserable. So, Cornelius,
hello,
who's here all the time,
yes,
who's a paid intern,
yeah,
has been stepped over by a work experience who's, like, producing.
Mm.
Cheers, guys.
That's showbiz. So, but now, so this isn't work experience punditry today, technically.
No, it's just punditry.
It's badly paid producer punditry, is what it is. With Aidan.
Snappy.
With Aidan, who... Now, I know you've been working on your Cass voice.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a chuckle, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Which she certainly isn't. I mean, I don't know what the opposite of a chuckle is, but she's that. Yeah. But Aidan, you're here. But again, another change today is, yeah, ordinarily we do films on a Friday.
Yeah.
But today, for some reason, you're doing a book review.
Well, you asked me, to be fair.
Well,
Con asked me.
Yeah.
So what? Okay. Well, good. I like this. I like a book.
Yeah.
I thought because it was World Illiteracy Day yesterday.
Yes. Good.
Topical. It would be good to do that.
Very good. Lily Cole was here yesterday, the actress and model Lily Cole, joined us live yesterday to talk about World Illiteracy Day. She was very nice, very good. And also all this talk of grammar schools and literacy being a big issue with grammar schools and everything else. So yeah. Right and proper, Aidan.
I was
good.
Just thinking we should have dressed up for World Illiteracy Day yesterday, like on World Book Day.
Yeah.
Come in dressed up as our favourite characters from badly written books.
Yeah, or just a favourite character, but spelt wrong.
Yeah,
I don't know what that would be. I thought that through. Anyway, Aidan, books. What are you reviewing?
Well, there's a book been out.
Yes.
Well, it's gone to paperback, right? Is that the idea? It's your book, basically. I'm reviewing your book.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
All right. So my book.
Your book.
A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Exactly.
Which was out like last week.
Out last week, and I was asked to read it.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I would love to give it a scathing review so I could burst your ego.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it, which is kind of annoying.
I haven't got an ego. I'm not Ben Fletcher.
So the yardstick I usually measure with these things is lip. Laugh in public, right? Because if you're, say, on a tube and you see someone laughing, maybe they're watching a TV programme on their phone.
Or they're deranged.
Well, this is the thing. Or they're listening to a podcast and they're laughing, seemingly at nothing.
Yeah.
Then they kind of seem a little bit freakish, don't they?
Yes.
So I try and avoid that. However, if something does make me laugh in public, that means it must be funny.
You're right.
And I laughed several times on the long 40-minute journey from Zone 5 to Zone 1.
In London.
It was a real page turner.
That's good. Look at that. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. The thing, so it's kind of a memoir / autobiography, would you say?
Kind of, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't really start out like that, it's about growing up.
Right, yes.
So, I hope to make it more sort of general about boys.
Yeah.
Growing up, but obviously I just linked it to my life and hope that all the stupid things I've done it's not just me, and right. that people would read into it, okay. going, oh, no, I do that as well. And what has happened is I've got people coming up to me who've read it, like, men,
yeah.
saying, right, I've read your book. Why have you given away all male secrets about what we think and what we do? Why? Why have you done that? Whereas women have read it and have just gone, this is the best yet freakishly weird insight into a man's world that we've ever, ever read in
you
our lives.
You do reveal quite a lot about yourself, I must admit.
The word is overshare.
Yeah. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. I mean, you know things about me now.
Yeah. That I could never have managed. Imagine, if I'm honest. No. I mean, the particular
story.
Can
you say any of them on the radio?
Quite a funny one of you getting a pair of knickers in the post from a Methodist, which I found quite funny.
That did happen.
But what I. Because the progression of that conversation that you had with this particular Methodist wasn't quite clear enough. Was it, hello, here's my knickers? Or was there like. Did you ask for them? Or?
No.
No?
She just sent them to me.
Okay.
So, okay, well, okay. What happened was, right, because when I was growing up, a lot of it was my mum was quite churchy.
Right.
Okay. So I went to a church youth group,
yeah.
okay, when I was sort of, you know, 13, 14 or whatever. And one of the things we did was go away for a weekend with a load of other church youth groups.
Yeah.
And so this was in the days before your modern swiping right stuff.
Yes.
So,
right.
Right. So in order to make friends.
What? You had to find God.
Yes. Swipe right for God. One had to swap addresses in the old-fashioned way of writing them down with people. And the way this was done, mm-hmm. right, you didn't just meet someone. The way that this was done was to put your address on a bit of paper in, and I think, I don't know, I can't remember, was it ping pong balls or something? You had to sellotape to a ping pong ball. Or maybe write up a ping pong ball. And then just throw it into the crowd. Someone would pick it up and then write to you. So, and bear in mind, it was a Methodist youth group convention,
yeah.
right? And we're all there, right? The next thing I know, right, is that I receive a Jiffy bag.
Extra protection.
With a pair of girls' pants in.
Did they fit?
Yes. but obviously, you know, I wrote back to her. And we'll leave that there.
Okay.
But, you know, if you want the rest of that story, that's in the book.
Exactly. There is one story which you don't elaborate on. It's a footnote. And it's you getting chucked off at a Bon Jovi gig. By the security?
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Yeah. So I'd love to hear that story, if you've got time for it.
Well, no, well, yeah. Well, well, what happened was that... By the way, the knickers thing.
Yes.
I hid them on... Where would any teenage boy hide a pair of knickers that a girl had sent him? Under my mattress, obviously.
Of course.
My mum obviously changed the sheets. And... and came across. Well, that's the wrong choice of words. I found them, and said to my dad, "I think our son's a transvestite," which is fine, of course, perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
Except it was a really awkward conversation about whether or not I was with my dad.
All in the book.
All in the book. Yeah. And how that I got through that situation at the age of 14, which is quite awkward with your dad, who's a builder, just going, "Why have you got these?" And saying, "I got sent them in the post by a stranger." He's not kind of cut.
No.
Suffice to say, that's just one of many horrible stories. Anyway, no, the Bon Jovi gig. No, I had an access all areas pass.
Right. Okay. So you were meant to be there.
Of course I was meant to be there. This is the thing. So I went round. I went to the back during the gig. It was the night the O2 opened in London, and Bon Jovi did the opening gig, and I went, and I had this pass, and I may have been a little tipsy, and I thought, I'll get a great photo of the O2 with Bon Jovi from behind the drummer.
Right.
So I climbed up the drum riser during the gig and started taking a photo at the back, and suffice to say... Security arrived.
You were identified.
Quite a lot of American security people arrived. But I drunkenly tried to argue that because I had access all areas, that was an area.
Yeah, to be fair.
Plus I had access to it. And a scene ensued, okay, shall we say.
Excellent stuff.
Well, you know, but okay, but that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, what I particularly like about it...
Review it then, go on.
Yeah, well, it's because it's a memoir, right? So there's a lot of nostalgia going on.
Yeah.
Which I think is perfectly fine. I'm a big fan of nostalgia, if I'm honest. And I think... The good thing about it is you'll have people of similar age to you where they'll be like, you know, reminiscing themselves over that era,
yeah.
what they were like growing up. And you'll have younger people like me who don't really know or understand that era, understanding what it was like to be, you know, a teenage boy in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, it's probably very similar.
Well, yeah, but just without Facebook and swiping
Yeah, I mean, we had to work for it because we didn't have the internet.
Right.
Did we?
No.
We had to find our porn in hedges.
Yeah.
You lot have got it easy. You kids.
And saying that with your mortgage.
And so yeah, I just thought it was, you know, it was equally heartwarming and funny, John, if I'm honest. As much as it pains me to say.
I could see it writ large in your face. You know, I wanted to hate this. Poignant, charming, and a masterclass in comedy writing. The Press Association.
Oh, well, there we go.
Okay, fine.
Excellent stuff, yeah.
Do you agree with Miranda Hart's description of it? Which is... it's like reading Catelyn Moran meets the In-Betweeners.
You know what? She's got it dead on. Spot on. There you go. Absolutely right.
It's available now in in all good Amazons and the odd bookshop, probably. I don't know.
Or if you're just a mate of John, he'll give it to you.
Yeah, because I can't shift him. I can! But there you go. $6.99, I think, probably. Something like that. Available on Amazon. A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. Good. Thanks, Aidan.
No problem.
This has been great. This is a great idea, Con. Well done.
Am I hanging around to review more books?
Yeah, of course you are.
Yeah?
Do you just review mine again twice?
No, it's not that good.
All right, so that's Aidan with a timely book review today. Cass would never allow this to happen. So we'll be back with more book reviews still to come on the programme as well. Of course, end of the week quiz. It's Some Request Friday. You can get your requests for speeches and dedications in. Speeches and talks for dedications, of course, as part of Some Request Friday. What else are we doing today?
End of week quiz.
End of week quiz.
We should open that up.
Probably said that. Oh, yeah, all right then. If you'd like to take part in today's end of week quiz, then here's the number to do so. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use Twitter for that as well, @TalkRadio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we'll be doing that at... Look for the time.
2:40.
2:44.
2:45.
There we go. So your chance to get on the phone. We'll call you back, by the way, if you do get in touch. And you can come on the phone then and play the end of the week quiz. Three clips of things that have happened this week. All you got to do is tell us what happened next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
From just £299 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter 313 CDI Premium Edition long wheelbase van in Arctic White includes aircon, Beckham Map Pilot, Bluetooth and more. Check it out now in the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. For conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 48 months at 10,000 miles per annum on agility. Deposit £11,207.34. Optional final payment £8,825. Option pack only available on 2 and 3 series vans. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Arsenal, Tottenham and West Ham all to win was 9-2, now 13-2. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 9-2, more 13-2. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
To compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, better news on the M1 northbound in Leicestershire now at junction 23 for Loughborough. All lanes are now reopened after that earlier police incident, but traffic does remain slow. But in Wiltshire, the M4 westbound remains closed between junctions 16 and 17 for Chippenham due to recovery work. M5 northbound in Somerset has seen very heavy holiday traffic between junction 25 and 21 for Weston. And in Staffordshire, the M6 southbound lane blocked due to an accident between junction 15 and 14 for Stafford North. I'm Paul Jenkins.
How does the Jaguar XE give you life with more roar? Is it the feeling of command you get from its responsive Ingenium engine? Is it being surrounded by its lightweight aluminium architecture?
Is it the long-distance fuel economy, up to 75 miles per gallon?
Is it the sports car
agility
from the double wishbone suspension? Is it the feeling of driving the Auto Express Best Compact Executive Car 2016? Or is it the silence? When you tell people it's only £259 a month. Experience life with more Raw from only £259 a month plus VAT on business contract hire. Search Jaguar XE. Jaguar, the art of performance.
Initial rental £1,554 plus VAT at 20%. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. Offer ends 31st of December. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. MPG based on test conditions and may vary. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis, and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley-Brewer, weekday mornings from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It is 22 minutes past two. And before we have more book review larks with Aidan, Ask Prod Aidan, then we should, though, head towards today's Some Request Friday requests. We've got a lot coming in. Thank you for them. Now, if you've not heard this before, we are not allowed, because we're a Talk Radio station, to play music requests. Obviously. So the next best thing we can do is play requests for bits of speeches and talks that you want. Maybe you have a wedding anniversary this weekend and you'd love to hear one of Martin Luther King's speeches or something. So, you know, you can mouth along to it together. Maybe it's a birthday. Maybe you just want to say hello to somebody and you'd like to request a talk or a speech for them. You can get in touch on this number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
This has come in here. Is there a name on it? Not sure. We'll find out in a moment. Way! Whoa! Wow! Ooh, wow, John. What a beautiful day it is today. And it's been made all the more beautiful by the fact that I've just managed to successfully shoplift a spatula from a high street store. I'm having eggs for dinner tonight, baby! To celebrate, please could you play me Derek Sivers' TED Talk, Weird or Just Different? You know what? Is it from Laura? You know what, Laura? Yes, we can, especially for you. What a choice. What a Friday anthem.
Big
of
Friday
a talk,
choice.
This one. Good. It's always good to hear this on a Friday, isn't it? Derek Sivers' TED Talk, Weird or Just Different?
So imagine you're standing on a street anywhere in America, and a Japanese man comes up to you and says, excuse me, what is the name of this block? And you say, I'm sorry, well, this is Oak Street, that's Elm Street. This is 26th, that's 27th. And he says, okay, but what is the name of that block? And you say, well, blocks don't have names. Streets have names. Blocks are just the unnamed spaces in between streets. He leaves a little confused and disappointed. So now imagine you're standing on a street anywhere in Japan. You turn to a person next to you and say, excuse me, what is the name of this street? And they say, oh, well, that's block 17, and this is block 16. And you say, okay, but what is the name of this street? And they say, well, streets don't have names. Blocks have names. Just look at Google Maps here. There's block 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. All of these blocks have names, and the streets are just the unnamed spaces in between the blocks.
What a anthem. Absolutely. Whoop! Brilliant. I hope you like that, Laura. Wow. Good choice for what an excellent Friday tune. Speech. For everyone listening, Derek Sivers' TED Talk, Weird or Just Different. We're not allowed to do music. Simon Mayo doesn't let us. He does it on radio too. It's called All Request Friday. We can only do Some Request Friday with speeches. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Aidan is with us. Regular listeners will know Aidan from Work Experience Punditry because he normally does music on a Monday. He's with us today, though, because he's being paid to be here. Ask Prod Cass is not through the glass. She's off on one of her miserable courses, learning how to be more miserable. So Aidan is stepping in to her breach. So he's in here now reviewing books for a Friday. Books, though. We've already done the book A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man by John Holmes. And What book are we doing next?
Well, I noticed that you were a fan of Stephen King.
Stephen King, I am a fan of Stephen King.
So I thought, well, ironically enough, I have been reading a lot of Stephen King lately. I started off with The Green Mile, which I thought was a fine book. It's good.
Yes, yeah, but quite late on in the Stephen King oeuvre. That.
It is, 1990,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's a comparatively recent. Not
yes, really. In fact, I've gone back in time. So then I read It after that, which is mid-80s, I think, 1986, yes. Which I really, really liked. I saw the miniseries, the two-parter, which has then been turned into a film, which I actually thought was, I think, is actually pretty good. A little bit dated, but I thought it was scary. And then I thought, well, I'll read the book. I mean, the book is huge. It's well over 1,000 pages.
Yeah.
But it's one of those, you know, flawed masterpieces. It's got a few chapters in there. I don't know if you've read it.
I certainly have.
It's particularly towards the end, where they get a little bit iffy. In terms, it just kind of feels quite flabby at times.
But out of interest, why are we reviewing a book that's from the 1980s in a book review?
Because I've read it.
That's fine. Yeah. Carry on then.
I
mean, it's a new approach to book reviewing, but we'll take it.
Well, there may be some people who have never read.
Yeah, fine. I'm happy. Yeah, well, yeah.
But the rest of the book, I think, is fantastic. And Stephen King often focuses on childhood and nostalgia, which you really, really, really get very, very strongly in It.
A little bit like A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young.
Yes. See, that's why I'm tying it all together.
Very good.
And I found myself kind of pining for, you know, our childhood in the 1950s, as that's how strong he kind of represents that era, you know, contextually speaking.
He's very good, Stephen King. He does this a lot in his books, because if you're a Stephen King reader, you'll know that a lot of them are set in Maine, America. And he's very, very good, certainly in those early books, of sort of kids having adventures.
Exactly, yes.
Of just evoking a summer holiday.
Exactly,
summer.
An adventure.
He's very good at that.
I think
he's very underrated. Right, well, I say underrated because one of the most successful authors in the world ever.
Yeah.
But in terms of a literary giant, because it's horror and supernatural, he's not as respected
as authors
who don't write in that genre. But his writing is a hell of a lot better than a lot of those authors. I think he's a fantastic writer.
And I think the point is, actually, if you really kind of study it, you realise his writing is actually just very, very simple. There's not loads of flowery language, complex sentence structures. It's all just very to the point and very, very descriptive.
But his way of creating a sense of place is unparalleled.
It's unrivaled, I think. Yeah. So after It, I was, you know, really, really buzzing about that book, and I wanted something equal in length.
To be clear, It is the one with the clown.
With the clown, yeah. And they are also remaking the film, which is out, I believe, end of the year, maybe?
Oh, really?
Early next year, yeah. And so I found The Stand, which people also highly recommended.
Yep.
It's a post-apocalyptic thriller with, of course, Stephen King's trademark supernatural element. And it was released even earlier. I think it's one of his first novels, 1978. So, you know, very, very early on in the canon. And it's good. I'm halfway through it. And it's getting to the point where I'm lagging a little bit because I don't know whether, because it's a book early on, he hadn't quite learned his craft, maybe. I don't know.
People would argue with that.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Because his first book, Carrie.
Yes.
He's arguably him at the top of his game,
right,
weirdly.
Exactly, yeah.
But you need to go back and do The Shining those kind of Firestarter.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
These kind of ones as well.
So it kind of starts off as a fairly run-of-the-mill post-apocalyptic thriller. There's this, without giving too much away, there's this government-created virus, which then gets inadvertently released on the American population.
It's always happens.
Unbelievable, isn't it? It's so careless when you've got a super virus.
Yeah.
And, you know,
you'd
in a yogurt pot.
Stop making the virus.
I know,
virus.
I know.
Would. Learn your lesson.
I mean,
Come on. Just
don't open the yogurt pot in the fridge. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
And then it spreads, and then basically the crux of the story is a collection of survivors from different parts of America come and meet together and battle this unknown supernatural entity, which is essentially what the second half of the book is about.
Yeah.
The character development is nowhere near as strong as it is in It. I'm simply comparing the two because, you know, I've read them quite close together.
Yeah.
So you find that you don't really care about some of the characters. There are some very interesting characters. There's, for instance, a kid who's cannot speak and cannot hear. So the way he interacts with all the other protagonists in the novel is very, very interesting. However, I'm I remain unconvinced still. As I say, I'm halfway through.
Yeah, I think you need to. You've gone in hard, Aidan.
Yes.
You need to go back to some of the shorter books that aren't quite as daunting and get into that style, and then you'll lap it up.
Yeah, I think. I mean, he's released a lot of short collection of short stories.
There's one in, I can't remember which book it's in, but the story's called The Mist, which was made into a film by Frank Darabont,
right,
who also made Shawshank Redemption.
Yes, exactly.
Which is also a Stephen King short story.
Exactly. Yeah.
But that's a superb story. That's,
yeah. So I think if I kind of dip into those first,
yeah,
and then go back to the stand, maybe it'll make more sense.
Right, you've got to now, as you know, do score out of 10.
Oh.
But you collectively. So you've got Stephen King.
Yeah.
Stephen King.
Yeah.
Me. As we reviewed my book first, didn't we? So don't wave your score. Wave a score at him, Cornelius. It's not to you.
This time, Con, I'm on John's side. I'm going to give it a strong 8.
Eight. Is that basically based on me or Stephen King?
No, equal parts, both.
I'm as good as Stephen King, do you hear that?
No, I didn't.
No, I did. Aidan, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah, you need to go through there and get on with your job, because you're the producer today. You're producing today. Go on, out you go.
Bye. Right, go on.
Big debate at 3 o'clock, Aidan.
Yeah,
right. Aidan there, who's being asked broadcast through the glass for the day, except not as goth or miserable. Next, then, end of the week quiz coming up. Of course, your brand loyalty to the show, well and truly tested, if you'd like to play. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Just after 2:30, Victoria's here with the news. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says the UK is going to hold talks over North Korea's biggest ever nuclear test. Despite facing UN sanctions in January, Pyongyang carried out its fifth atomic test, which caused a 5.3 magnitude tremor. World leaders are reacting angrily, including South Korea's Prime Minister, Hwang Kyo-ahn.
The South Korean government and international community strongly condemn the reckless provocation of North Korea, which is a clear violation of the UN Security Council resolution and a flagrant act of defiance to the international community.
The Prime Minister says a new generation of selective grammar schools in England can help make Britain the greatest meritocracy in the world. But Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the move is a return to the old 11+ and sends out the wrong message to a child who fails the test to get into one. The French President says his country has destroyed an Islamic State group-inspired plot to attack Paris. François Hollande has paid tribute to the Secret Service after a car full of gas cylinders was discovered in the capital last weekend. Four men from the West Midlands have appeared in court accused of planning to carry out a terror attack. The group, whose ages range from 24 to 37, have been remanded into custody. Three former Tesco executives have been charged with fraud and false accounting. The supermarket chain overstated profits 2 years ago by more than £260 million. And a survey has revealed young children are eating twice as much sugar as they should. Public Health England's figures also show people aren't getting enough fruit and veg. The weather, sunny intervals with... I knew you were going to ask this. Because I could see you and Cornelius tittering away.
What was his name? The man from where was he?
He's the South Korean Prime Minister. He's called Hwang Kyo-ahn.
What's he called?
Hwang Kyo-ahn. Why do you find that funny, John?
Nothing.
Why do you find that funny, Cornelius? Cornelius is in the room laughing and not able to speak. You can hear him panting away.
Much like Hwang Kyo-ahn or whatever.
He's not called Hwang Kyo-ahn.
What's he called?
Hwang.
Yeah, all right.
Kyo-ahn.
Okay, fine. What's the weather?
Sunny intervals with a few showers for England and Wales. A band of quite heavy rain moving east. Very windy in northwest Scotland. Highs of 23 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. You are listening to Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Monday morning from 6.
On Talk Radio.
So I'm back on the next Full Set Breakfast. That's me, Paul Ross, with a bang and a good deal. Only the good deals, a bad deal. David Baddiel with me, Paul Ross, on the Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Talk about the Mary Whitehouse experience.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Monday morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, as you heard there in Victoria's News, the news is quite complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
Yeah.
It's quite complicated, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I can't get my head around
it. Did you just take two crisps out of your mouth in order to say that?
Yes, I did.
Put them back in and say it.
I'm getting my head around them. I just can't get my head around it.
Well, you're not the only one, Cornelius, because many people can't understand the news and find it difficult to understand, which is why we are here to help. Every day, of course, what we like to do is lead you by the hand through the news, through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Grammar places too. Be safe for poor, even though they're all stupid.
News in haiku.
Shut up.
That's what the rich people think. Now here's an interesting thing. The Daily Mail. I saw this in the newspaper, and there's a mild few rory, okay, because a CBBC presenter, Chris Jarvis, has sung a song on a children's television program. Okay, now it's the song involves flying kites. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean you've heard it, Cornelius.
Yes. Yeah. Fluttering kites.
Fluttering kites.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's my favourite one.
He's flying kites, which are fluttering in the air. Right, he's flying kites. They're fluttering kites. Now the problem has come where a lady watching it, obviously a Daily Mail reader, presumably, has taken exception to the phrase "fluttering kites," right? Because mm-hmm. she says,
"Well, let's find out."
Okay, here's the song. A little clip of the song by Chris Jarvis on CBeebies. Called Fluttering Kites.
Kite tails, fluttering and dancing in the wind. Imagine, you're a fluttering kite. Imagine.
Right, there you go, Chris Jarvis, a fluttering kite.
I don't see what the problem is.
Well, not at all, no. I mean, that went out on CBeebies.
Yeah.
That has now been played on the news and everything else. It's fluttering kite. And to me, it just sounds like fluttering kite.
Mm.
And I don't understand why anyone's even worried about it. But what we have, if you are offended, right, by the word fluttering or the word kite, right, we've done CBeebies a favour, really, and we've bleeped the offending word fluttering and the offending word kite, which clearly that was because it was on children's BBC television, so that's what he sang, fluttering kite. Right? So if you are... I'm sorry for saying those words on the radio. If you are offended by the word fluttering or the word kite, okay? So we've made a safe version, right, which radio-friendly edit, I guess you could call it, of Chris Jarvis singing Fluttering Kite.
Imagine, you're a fluttering kite.
So I can't see the problem with that. That's much safer than it... Isn't that fine, isn't it? We've bleeped the word fluttering and we've bleeped the word kite. Wasn't even bad in the first place.
No.
It was Fluttering Kite, obviously. That's what... It's on CBeebies. Anyway, in case you were offended by those words, fluttering or kite, there's a radio-friendly edit for you. Don't say we don't help. Mm. Next, we will meet somebody to play today's end-of-the-week quiz. Your brand loyalty to the Talk Radio in the Afternoon weekday programme, well and truly tested. It's 20 to 3. We'll do it next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The sale of the summer at DFS ends Monday, but there are still savings on every sofa in store. So be quick, DFS.
Start your morning with the breakfast wrap from McDonald's. A tortilla wrap with sausage, egg and bacon, cheese, potato rosti and ketchup or brown sauce. Sorry, I'll do that again.
Our breakfasts are freshly prepared, even if you're not. McDonald's, we make breakfast. Served before 10:30 a.m.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit.
To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota, always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, better news on the M1 northbound in Leicestershire now at junction 23 for Loughborough. All lanes are now reopened after that earlier police incident, but traffic does remain slow. But in Wiltshire, the M4 westbound remains closed between junction 16 and 17 for Chippenham due to recovery work. M5 northbound in Somerset has seen very heavy holiday traffic between junction 25 and 21 for Weston. And in Staffordshire, the M6 southbound lane blocked due to an accident between junction 15 and 14 for Stafford North. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio. If you're listening, by the way, on digital radio and it's got one of those screens on the front and it's not quite wide enough to get the whole strap line for Talk Radio on it, we'll get you talking. We know from people sending now, and do, please, if this is you, and your radio just has enough room to say, Talk Radio, we'll get you, then do please send us a photograph of your radio saying that. We are compiling a little gallery of We'll Get Yous. Talk Radio, we'll get you. Very welcome. 87222 for that.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Right, good. Shall we test somebody's brand loyalty to this programme by looking back over the shoulder of the week?
Looking back over my shoulder.
Of the week. On the line now is a person to play that very brand loyalty testing quiz. He's called Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. How are you?
Great, thanks. So, where are you, Joe, and all that stuff that the people ask on the radio in this scenario?
Yeah, I'm in North London in Watford.
Yep.
Just chilling, yeah.
Chilling.
Yeah, I just had a Twix, had a break.
That's a Kit Kat, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, I was on my break, but I had a Twix, yeah.
Right.
Should have gone for the kicker.
Should have done. If you want, you know, if you wanted a proper break.
Yeah. I realise
you've mixed up your chocolate slogan.
Yeah. It's always happening. Last week it was Maltesers.
Oh. Were you still on? To be clear, you had Maltesers, but still went. Have a break, Maltesers, and that was wrong.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to chill out, but I couldn't because it was the wrong chocolate. I was thinking, why am I so frantic right now? But
yeah.
Because it wasn't a kicker.
Yeah, well, it's not a proper break, is it?
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Great. Have you been listening to the show all week, Joe?
Yeah, full time.
Great. All right, well, you should be good at this then.
Yeah.
So, what's going to happen is we're going to play you three clips, Joe, of things that have happened on the show over the week. All you've got to do is tell us what happened next from a series of A, B or C based answers.
Right, okay.
Good. Okay, so, end of the week quiz. Let's play. Hang on, I didn't press the right thing. Here we go. Right then. End of the week quiz, question number one.
I'm not sure how good I'm going to be at this, but...
Well, if you ever thought you'd been listening all week on...
Yeah, the memory's not good, though.
No.
With the whole Kit Kat thing, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not in the right place, but...
I'm not sure that the Kit Kat is the... You know, is known for its memory-enhancing qualities. I think it's more the break that they're known for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's like,
I'll give it my best shot anyway.
Yeah. I mean, if you had a topic, that'd
I've
be.
I've never actually had a topic.
Well, there's a hazelnut in every bite.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I'll give it a go.
Yeah. But it's not good for a break, is what I'm saying. It's good if you want a hazelnut in every bite.
Oh.
But it's not a.
I think I'm actually allergic to hazelnuts, so I won't give that a go. But
do give that a miss, yeah. Well, that'd like be a permanent break.
Yeah.
In many ways.
Exactly.
Right. Question number one. We begin with Monday, where we reported this story. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has warned that the UK can expect a shortage of French clichés entering the country due to the lorry blockade protest that you've been hearing about in the news that's happening in Calais. Boris Johnson has warned in a speech this morning that for the foreseeable future we should expect a shortage of French cheeses, baguettes, striped shirts, berets. But can you tell us what the final French cliché Britain could expect a shortage in following the blockade in Calais, according to that report? Did he say we can expect a shortage of A, bad manners, B, B, smelling, or C, a shortage of surrendering during any war? Which of those French things did Boris Johnson say?
What was the first one?
Bad manners.
Bad manners? Mm. That's a French thing, is it?
Yep.
He said one of those.
Yep. Bad manners.
I don't think A and B are French things. What was the second one? Smelling?
Smelling.
What, as in, like, smelling bad or just smelling things with your nose?
Bad.
Bad. I reckon C, because he's quite offensive as a guy in general. I think he probably would have said that.
Yeah, let's find out what the answer was. We should expect a shortage of French cheeses, baguettes, striped shirts, berets, and surrendering during any war. Is the right answer. Well done. Good.
Nice, thank you.
Well done. That's the first question. Question number two, Joe. Yesterday on the programme, our showbiz reporter, Rhys, he's a man with no knowledge of or interest in showbiz. He works for TalkSport. He popped in to tell us all the latest goss. What next?
Amanda Holden gets battered by a dog and stacks it. She was hosting the Animal Hero Awards, which I wasn't certain was an actual thing. And she got speared by Baxter the Labrador, who was very exuberant and really wanted to come on stage and get his gong. I'm glad that says gong, actually.
Following that scoop, Rhys also then brought us a story, Joe, about Spice Girl Mel B doing something to Bear Grylls. What did she do to Bear Grylls? Was it A, attempted to eat him raw? Was it B, weeing on him? Or C, getting pregnant by him, like she did with Eddie Murphy that time?
Yeah, I know this one because I watched it as well. So I don't know if I've cheated on this one, but this is B.
All right, weed
on him.
Let's find out.
Mel B has taken a wee on Bear Grylls.
Is the right answer.
Yeah.
You were right. Mel B. Yeah. It was B, Mel B.
Mel Wee.
Mel Wee, more like. Mm. Yeah. Right, final question for you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, on Tuesday, our big story sounded a little bit like this.
First, there was Hadrian's. Then, the Great One of China. Then, Trump's. There's also, of course, ice cream, paper, and E, which was that heartwarming Disney film about a small robot trapped on MDMA. But now cometh the Great Wall of France.
That's right. The big story, of course, was continuing there. The Great Wall of Calais, and we covered that. Now, as ever, Asprod Cass, who ordinarily is through the glass, the miserable window, she was tasked with booking a guest. But who did she book on Tuesday? Did she book A spokesperson for Walls Ice Cream? Did she B, book a migrant on the phone currently living in the jungle? Or C, did she book someone to talk about the Wall of France that had been to a Build-A-Bear workshop?
I don't really understand. Can you say the last one again?
Yes. Did she, to discuss the building of a wall in France, book a spokesperson for Walls Ice Cream, a migrant living in the jungle, or someone who'd just once been to a Build-A-Bear workshop?
I don't reckon the last one would be useful, so I don't think she would have done that.
You don't know her very well.
No. What was A and B again?
Do you need a break?
Yeah, I might just take 10 minutes quickly.
Yeah, it was. How do you take 10 minutes quickly? It's 10 minutes.
Sorry.
Yeah. A spokesman for Walls Ice Cream, a migrant living in the jungle, or someone who'd been to a Build-A-Bear workshop. This is Cass we're talking about, by the way. To to talk about the building of a wall?
I know I dissed the last one, but I think it actually might be that one, to be honest. It seems a little bit too specific to be wrong.
You're going for C?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll go C.
All right, let's find out. Now, you're the guest that Cass has booked, of course, and we're going to be talking about the wall around Calais. So I presume you're working in the building trade, you've got knowledge of this, is that right?
No, I've been to Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Yeah, is the right answer, Joe.
Yes,
and
we
then discussed whether or not you could build a large bear around the migrant camp to stop the.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Anyway,
so makes a lot of sense,
doesn't it? So, right, okay. Now we need to work out your score, Joe. You answered three questions. We have a system, Joe, that works out your score, and we're just going to power it up now. Now, the problem is, there we go, it's quite a slow system. It's a dial-up system, Joe, do bear with us. By all means, take 10 minutes to have a Kit Kat.
Okay, sure.
Just hang on the line, because we're just going to power up and work out your... slow system. We're in. Right, okay, so now wow. Cornelius is going to input your details into the system so the system can work out.
Sure.
Here we go again. Your score. Oh.
Hang on.
Sorry, how do you spell your name, Joe?
Joe.
No, it's saying that's wrong.
Oh, you could try J-O, I guess.
No, it's saying that's wrong.
Just J?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, brilliant.
And how long was your break?
10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, you've missed. Oh. You've missed seven. You've gone straight to eight. First. No, right. No, delete that. No, back.
No,
right.
Four,
no five,
six.
No, six. No, five. Oh. No, listen. Just copy what I'm doing. One, two,
three,
four,
five,
six,
seven,
eight, nine, ten. There you go. That's the length of the break.
Okay.
No, you put in. No, but you put 11. Take that one off. That's it.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Cool. I'll just press print.
It's quite a slow printer, Jay. I'm sorry. It's.
Are we calling me Jay now then?
Well, that's what we've got.
That's what the system says.
That's what the system says. Then yeah.
Quite a slow printer as well. I mean, sorry. Oh, there we go. Right. Is that paper jam again?
Paper jam.
Yeah. All right. So, what score did Joe get in this week's Looking Back Over the Shoulder End of the Week Brand Loyalty Testing Quiz?
Joe got... Two
boys, go!
Looking back, over my shoulder.
Joe, congratulations, you scored 2 points.
2 points.
Thank you.
Very welcome. Enjoy the rest of your break.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
Kit Kat, neither. How do you eat your... Oh, it's an egg. Oh. Never mind. That was Joe with the brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. You are listening to Talk Radio. Right then, it's just time to bring you a very quick request that we've had in. As you know, it's Some Request Friday here on Talk Radio. We're not allowed to play music, but we are allowed by our licence to play speeches and talks because it's a talk radio station. So if you've got a dedication for a loved one that you'd like to get to, it's like Steve Reich's Sunday Love Songs on Radio 2, but with speeches and talks. Then get it in to us. Whatever your message, do let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
This is coming from Kim. Good afternoon, Kim. Hi. Hi, John. Well, I have had a good day. I'm very proud to announce that I had my fifth successful nuclear test this morning. Please, 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 could you play me Wesley Snipes honouring Spike Lee at the 2015 Governor's Awards to get me in the mood to destroy our arch enemies, the United States of America. Well, thanks for getting in touch, Kim. Especially for you then, here's Wesley Snipes honouring Spike Lee at the 2015 Governor's Awards.
Hello, I'm Wesley Snipes. I want to talk about my friend Spike Lee. You don't know that this Spike Lee comes from a village in Africa called Brooklyn. It is part of the West Africa side. You know they have a lot of people there in this village. They are known for their artisans. They are known for their ability to do write scripts and their ability to vote cinematographers, yeah? You heard about this village, yeah? So I want to say something about this Spike Ezekwe Umongolozi Malcolm Mandela. That is his real name. How much of an inspiration this man is to me. He's an inspiration because I learned a lot about patience. Working with this man, yeah, a lot about patience. And I'm going to tell you a quick story, and I'm going to give these movie stars here their time.
There it was, Wesley Snipes, funny, honouring Spike Lee at the 2015 Governor's Awards. That's especially for Kim this afternoon, who's had a great day testing a nuclear weapon this morning, 800 metres beneath the soil of his home country. And he wanted to hear that to get him in the mood to destroy the United States of America. If you've got a request or dedication, if you've achieved something today, whatever it is, then get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's coming up to 3 o'clock. After that, of course, it's time for the big debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Important news for those who are sick of hearing about PPI. The FCA may impose a 2019 deadline for PPI claims, which means you might not hear ads like this in the future. But it also means you could miss out on claiming up to £5,000 if you were missold PPI. So what are you waiting for? PPI Claimback will do most of the work for you, and if you haven't had PPI, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Arsenal, Tottenham and West Ham all to win was 9-2, now 13-2. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 9-2, more 13-2. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van, not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing, freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers, this is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce, on contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota, always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95 DNHP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
It is, yes, at exactly 3 o'clock on a Friday. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, North Korea's nuclear test is condemned. The PM finally reveals grammar plans and a FIFA bribery investigation.
Talk Radio.
Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has described North Korea's latest nuclear test as needless provocation. It's thought to have been the country's biggest detonation to date, causing a 5.3 magnitude tremor. Pyongyang argues it's trying to counter alleged hostility from the United States. Christina Varial, a research analyst at the defense think tank RUSI, says there are UN sanctions in place already.
There are countries like China, for example, who aren't implementing them fully, and they haven't impacted the regime in North Korea enough to change that calculus and to bring them to the table. We have previously had six-party talks with North Korea where we have discussed denuclearisation. The possibility of that happening right now is very, very unlikely.
The Prime Minister insists her plan to allow more new grammar schools in England can help create a fairer system. She says the current setup allows those who can pay for a house close to a good school access to the best education. Faith schools will also no longer have to make up 50% of places available to children from other religions. Theresa May says despite best intentions, the cap doesn't work.
The intention is to improve the diversity of the school's intake. But in practice, it has little impact on many Jewish, Muslim, Sikh and Hindu schools because they tend not to appeal to parents of other faiths.
The French president says his country has destroyed an Islamic State-inspired plot to attack Paris. A car full of gas cylinders was discovered 3 miles from Notre Dame Cathedral last weekend. 5 people have been arrested. President Hollande has paid tribute to the Secret Service.
We had information that alerted us and enabled us to make arrests, the ones that took place yesterday. A terrorist attack has been foiled. The Ministry of the Interior has provided indisputable facts of this. Justice was served.
The Crown Prosecution Service has received a second challenge to the decision not to charge Sir Cliff Richard. A review was ordered in August after one accuser lodged a complaint. The singer was investigated for historical child sex abuse allegations, but was never arrested or charged. The 75-year-old has always denied any wrongdoing. A 15-year-old Wolverhampton supporter has been detained for almost 5 years after admitting attacking a rival football fan. Nick Cruz, who supports Watford, was left with a life-changing brain injury in March last year. 19-year-old's been sentenced to 2.5 years, while a 16-year-old's been handed 1 year in detention. FIFA has opened a formal investigation into former President Sepp Blatter and 2 ex-secretary generals after allegations of bribery and corruption. Football's world governing body is looking into whether rules were broken regarding the offering and acceptance of gifts. And Jason Manford has revealed he was forced to cancel a show in Manchester after his daughter suffered a head injury. The comedian had been due to perform last night, but pulled out hours before to take his child to A&E. In a Facebook post, he since described her as being totally fine, and he also reassured fans they'll be able to get a refund.
Okay. You got weather?
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny intervals with a few showers for England and Wales, a band of heavy rain moving east, very windy in the north. In the northwest of Scotland. Yep. Highs of 23 degrees.
Can you tell us anything else about Jason Manford while you're there? Seem to be obsessed with that. I don't know why.
Obsessed? I mentioned it once.
Well.
That's not obsessed. That's a news story.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, Victoria there with the news. Ben's got the sport now, live from the Hokey Cokey, but where someone tragically breaks their arm.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho doesn't regard this weekend's derby with Manchester City as being more important than any other Premier League match. But once again, go head-to-head with bitter rival Pep Guardiola. Mourinho admits it's more about the players than the managers, and they have to be focused on the 90 minutes ahead of them.
For us, the game, for me especially, is a game. And we're trying to win the title.
It looks unlikely that new Chelsea signings David Luiz and Marcos Alonso will start Sunday's Premier League game at Swansea. Boss Antonio Conte says they haven't had much of a chance to understand his tactics and way of working. Finally, British boxer Kell Brook has weighed in slightly heavier than his opponent ahead of their big fight in London tomorrow night. Brook is stepping up 2 divisions to face world middleweight champion Gennady Golovkin. The Kazakh fighter, widely regarded as one of the best on the planet, was just under 11'5" on the scales, with Brooke a few ounces more. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
That's... That's Ben there with the sport live. The sport there, live from the Hokey Cokey, performed by the Tweenies, where someone tragically broke their arm. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time for the big debate. Now, let's talk about grammar schools. Theresa May announces... she's announced this afternoon. This is in the news, of course. You're probably aware of this already. But Theresa May has announced that anyone now can buy a grammar school and put one in their garden. Now, others have condemned this idea, especially the notion that faith schools could become the norm, leading to a population explosion of monks, nuns, vicars, priests, popes, bishops, more priests, even more priests, and paedophiles. Now, everything... could become a grammar school, of course. That's what she said. Anything can legitimately be turned into a grammar school. Shops, skips, doorways, kennels, tennis courts, hammocks, paedophiles, branches of Sports Direct, filing cabinets, and railway arches in Dalston, which will become pop-up grammar schools. But the question is there a hunger for them? For grammar schools. Now, on the line listening to that, and angry, really, that I've used the word hunger, is someone who wants to make a point. Good afternoon, Stevie from Rochdale. Stevie from Rochdale first. Hello.
Yeah, like, because, well, I thought I was supposed to be for hunger. I got it wrong. Doesn't matter.
No, this is the thing. I know you are, see, the obvious thing to be is people are against hunger, but you, I know, are in very favour of keeping hunger, right?
I'm for hunger, but
Hang on, because I wasn't listening either. Wait a minute, wait till I'm listening. All right, I'm listening now.
You're listening now?
I'm listening now, yeah.
Sorry, I'm not listening now. Hang on. Okay, I'm listening now.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, ready.
Right, let me just say first off, right, what I'm not saying I am for hunger. Right, what I'm not for is, like, starvation, because that is, can I just say, that is a blur, get me on here, because, like, people's going to be like, oh, you're just starving in all in countries like Kenko or Arabica or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not for that. Like,
no.
I'm just talking about being hungry.
Yeah, this is that's the notion. Let's be absolutely clear. It's the notion of just being a bit peckish, being hungry.
Otherwise, that is a blur. Do you know what I mean? Get me on like that, because I know what's going to happen on social media, because that happens all the time.
Right.
Listen, right? My mate Shania, right?
Yeah.
She won't eat nothing. No. She just won't eat. Like, go out somewhere like TGI Friday. She's like, she won't eat nothing.
Nothing.
And she's like, I can't eat any of that, I don't like any of that. I'm like, if you was hungry, you just eat it, you wouldn't think about it.
Right.
But she's like, oh, no, I can't eat that. It's got nothing to do with the fact that I had a Big Mac just before we come here. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm saying if she were a bit hungry, maybe she'd be less fussy. Maybe people wouldn't have spent so long in supermarkets.
Yeah, fine, yeah. All right. Well, look,
people would just eat stuff. Now you have to have someone say why I'm wrong, and then I'll say why they're wrong.
That's right. You've made a point of sorts. Let's bring in Colin
Colin,
Colin's on the other line.
Sorry, can I just start?
No, you can't, Stevie. You've had your...
No, I'm not listening, so I'm not going to hear what he's going to say. Right. I'm not listening now.
Colin, he's pathetic. You've been listening to Stevie in Rochdale there, I know. You've been listening to him, certainly. And you are very much against the notion of hunger, of peckishness, aren't you? Very much against it.
I'm just so sick and tired of these fat jabbers coming on and talking about why we all need to eat more. That's what this is about. Without hunger, we wouldn't have so many of these disgusting people.
Yeah. Well, look, I want to ask you, these are the legitimate questions about the notion of hunger, right? So we've got Stephen Rochdale is for the notion of it as an idea, right? As a justification. We go through our day, and correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, but we go through our day and we occasionally feel hungry, we feel peckish. You think that's good for us. Colin, let's be absolutely clear about this. You think the notion of just being a bit hungry is just outdated now.
I think it's gone beyond a joke.
Yeah.
Just look at the sort of people we see wandering around in this country. It makes me feel physically sick when I leave the house.
But hang on a minute. Look, it's not, you know, it's not, you're against the notion of hunger, but I want to ask you this question, right? I want to ask you this question. Three words.
Yeah, go on, John.
Three words.
Go on, John.
I will. Three words. Like the wolf. Now, if we get rid of hunger, what is like the wolf? What's like the wolf, Colin?
I mean, the wolves are hungry, but at least the wolves
No, Colin, no. It's a simple question. It's a yes or no.
It's not a simple question.
Listen,
John.
No, I want you to give it. It's a yes or no answer. Yes or no?
No.
Right, can I come in on that?
Yes, you
I was going to mention that. I was going to say, what kind of a song would it be? Because, like, my mum's favourite band is Duran Duran. Like, and she's like, you couldn't have a song called Full Up Like the Wolf, could you?
No.
Like, hunger, it makes you sharper, doesn't it? It makes your mind work. No, like, Collins, can I just ask you, Colin, when's the last time you was hungry? Serious.
Colin, when was the last time you were hungry? It's a good question.
I eat three times a day. I've never been hungry.
Never been hungry.
And that kid, so that's why your argument is rubbish. It sucks because you're too full up, mate. You need to fix it. You need to go home with him all.
Would we let me move this on, because it is a big issue, but could we do away with stomachs, and therefore there's an argument saying, yeah, we could do away with stomachs and that would stop us being hungry. But I would argue, and I know you'll probably agree with me here, is that if we move stomachs, because hunger is a notion, hunger will just move to a different organ. Is that right, Stevie?
I think we should get rid of stomachs. I think it'd be quite fun, because you can push a load of chips in your mouth and then they just fall straight out of your bum. And you can, like, give them to someone else to have a go. Like, it would make food a lot cheaper, yeah, wouldn't it? If, like, one portion of chips could just go for everyone.
Yes, and that's good. Yes, and the thing about that is, of course, that you could constantly be hungry, because the chips wouldn't stay in you. They'd just go straight through, wouldn't they? So you'd
and
still be a bit
the world
hungry.
Would be a better place, because we'd be thinking a bit more about things.
Colin, what about
not
that?
Not just being stupid, lying on their back, calling themselves Colin.
Colin, what about that?
That was below the belt, frankly, John, and I'm surprised that you didn't defend me, given that I've given up my time to phone this show.
Yeah.
What I would say is that, I mean, if you want to spend your life sat pooing every 5 seconds, that's your choice, but it doesn't sound like a very nice life for me.
Stevie?
That sounds great. You catch up when you're eating, Facebook.
Yeah. Here's a question.
Yeah.
I want you to listen to a bit of music.
I wasn't listening then, sorry.
Sorry.
Something happened because I wasn't listening. Right. I just said nothing.
Tell me when you're listening.
Oh, I'm listening.
Right. Are you listening, Colin?
Yes.
Listen. Listen, I want you to listen carefully. I want you to very carefully listen to this in its entirety. Very carefully. Here we go.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Will he offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his teeth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his jaws?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
Again, will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
Then does he love me?
Yes.
Yes.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Now, that's Meatloaf's. You took the words right out of my mouth, of course.
I was going to say, I bloody love The Wizard of Oz.
And it had the word hunger in it, right? As you heard there. Now, would you offer him your hunger was in there, right? Now, if you take hunger out of this, Colin, right, what are you going to offer the wolf with the red rope? What are you going to offer?
A thinner finger.
A thin finger. You're going to go, all right, would you offer him your thin finger? Is that, I mean, or what are you going to throw in there? I mean, what are you going to offer the wolf? Your tiredness, your libido, your home for a weekend while you visit your parents, your elderly parents in a home, what? You can't just say you want to get rid of hunger without coming up for a replacement for it, can you?
Shoot him in the face, I don't want a wolf anyway. Shoot him right in the face, his stupid face, until it blows up.
Wolf. Stevie, what would you do to a wolf?
Well, the thing is that, do you know what I mean? It's the whole reason wolfing exists is because people are hungry.
Because they wolf the food.
Because they wolf the food down, don't they? They wolf it. Have you ever wolfed it?
Have you wolfed it, Colin?
You wolf it down.
No, I use cutlery and I eat it.
What other animal?
Can I just say, I'm not interested in Colin's thin fingers. Do you know what I mean? Like, I need something a bit meatier. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Colin, what animal, if you can't, if you wouldn't wolf it down, you said you'd shoot the wolf in the face. If you don't wolf it down, what animal would you it down?
I'd shrew it gently down.
No, what animal would you...
A shrew? Shrew it gently down.
You'd shrew your food. You'd shrew your food, you monster. You phone up here, whoa, and you say you're going to shrew your food down.
Yeah, he's a monster, John. He's a monster. Yeah, go on, John.
Stevie, if you want, you know... I mean, what other animal would you it down if there wasn't a wolf?
I'd, anything. I'd terrapin it down.
Yeah.
I'd snake it down. I'd otter it down.
Yeah.
Weasel it down.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could octopus it down, because that is just gross. Why would you eat that? It's like eating a rubber duck.
And there we must leave the debate. Let's sum this up, gentlemen, in one word, please. The debate for whether or not we need hunger in this day and age. Stevie and Rochdale, sum it up in a word, please.
Movements.
And Colin.
Fascism.
And there we must leave it. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we do need hunger in this day and age... Then do get in touch with us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or the word Bono. Or you can get in touch via Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has, at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new cars at their sales event between the 8th and 12th of September. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range, at participating retailers from the 8th to the 12th of September. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 6x6 foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
To compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
The sale of the summer at DFS ends Monday, but there are still savings on every sofa in store. So be quick, DFS.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still got the M4 westbound in Wiltshire closed between junction 16 for Swindon West and 17 for Chippenham as ongoing recovery work continues after that overturned lorry earlier. Leicestershire, the M1 northbound, still very slow traffic due to an earlier police incident after junction 23 for Loughborough. Stop start on the M5 southbound in Bristol between 16 and 20. And in Dumfries and Galloway, there's one lane block and slow traffic due to a broken down car on the A74 between junction 15 and 14. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
If you are listening to Talk Radio this afternoon on a digital radio and the screen isn't wide enough to get the whole slogan on, we'll get you talking, and just simply says Talk Radio, we'll get you, then do take a photograph of it and send it to us, please, 8722.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We are compiling a little gallery of those. We've got several in so far. Thank you very much. Talk Radio, we'll get you. Now, there is the small matter of your reactions to today's big debate. The big debate there, do we still need hunger as a notion? Do we need peckishness in 2016? Stevie was in Rochdale. I've forgotten who the other one was, but that doesn't matter. Cornelius, reactions coming in.
Lots coming in, John. This is from Concerned Mother, who says, an army, John, marches on its stomach, but I believe they should do that on its feet.
Feet,
yeah,
yes.
So, and also, Terence says that sometimes he can get hungry and angry, and he calls it hangry. But a friend of his sometimes can get hamgry, which is when he gets angry because he's inserted a gammon into him.
A lot of reactions coming in this afternoon. John, this is quite interesting. John, I don't know if you're aware, but there are trials in Sweden. A lot of trials in Sweden where there isn't, they don't have peckishness anymore because they've on a permanent basis they fill everyone with herring. So what happens is all the people of Sweden are wherever they are, they just pop into little, well, they call them filling stations essentially, but they go in there and they just open their beaks, and the authorities have put a funnel in the people of Sweden's beaks individually. You have to go, it's compulsory to go in there on the way to work or the way home or whatever, and during the day you pop out and they just like, you know how you pour grain into a goose in order to fatten it up, terrible thing to do, to get foie gras. It's like that but with Swedish people, and they force open the Swedish people's beaks, they put a funnel in there and they just fill them up with herring. But it has got rid of any notion of peckishness in the country, which is quite interesting. This is interesting as well. John, hunger strikes, nonsense. And think about this is true. What is a train strike? If you hear about a train strike, a train driver's strike, what don't you have? Train drivers, right? Think about a teacher's strike, what don't you have? Teachers, they're not there. Doctors strike, junior doctors strike, what don't you have? Junior doctors, they're on strike. But a hunger strike, what do you have? More hunger, right? So it doesn't work, does it? It should be called a food strike. And that is a very good point. Finally on this, John, I'm very much looking forward to the Hunger Games, which is, of course, that event coming up where Bono's doing an It's a Knockout-style thing to raise money for Ethiopia. Now, there's the small matter also. I don't know whether it's smaller or bigger than the matter I mentioned that mattered a moment ago. I can't decide. But there's certainly another matter, and that is where we go out onto the streets, and we do that on a daily basis, to find out what the people think. The people all have an opinion, they all think something, but what is that? Well, we like to channel it. We like to take the pulse of the nation. Each afternoon here on Talk Radio, we send our crack team of reporters, so-called because they're all on crack, out into the streets to ask the people what they think. Today, do they think bananas or scaffolding?
Scaffolding.
Bananas.
Bananas!
Scaffolding.
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 Bananas.
Bananas.
Scaffolding.
Bananas. Scaffolding.
Scaffolding.
Bananas.
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 Scaffolding.
Bananas.
Scaffolding.
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 Bananas.
Scaffolding.
Bananas.
Bananas.
Scaffolding.
Bananas.
Scaffolding.
Bananas.
Bananas.
Scaffolding.
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 Bananas.
Scaffolding.
Scaffolding.
Bananas.
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 Scaffolding.
Bananas.
Bananas.
Scaffolding.
Bananas.
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 Scaffolding.
Scaffolding.
Bananas.
Scaffolding.
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 There you have it. That's what the people on the streets are thinking this afternoon. They're thinking bananas or scaffolding. But what do you think? Do you think bananas? What do you think? Scaffolding. 8722.
Start a message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start a message with bananas
Or scaffolding.
Right, it's time to... Thanks. Time to... That's Aidan. Time to...
Again.
He's here because Cass is off on one of her courses to teach her to be more miserable. It's time to go over live to a lift. Now, the reason for that is, of course, is we take the text and the tweets we get from the haters, the trolls, the ones that abuse us. That's what we get on a regular basis, as you'd imagine. I get them personally. But rather than ignore them or report them to the police, we like to put them in the hands of Con, who goes to the lift on a Friday and reads them out loud while the lift travels downward through the building. It's a feature we like to call condescending. Yeah, the hater's gonna hate. The hater's gonna hate, 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 hate. So, with a bit of luck, Cornelius will be there now. Hello, Cornelius, can you hear me?
Hello, John.
Hello.
Here I am in the lift. Let me just press the buttons.
Right.
I've already changed the radio station. This is what I've gone for. It's Matryoshka, Russia's digital disco station. Let's begin.
Great.
At Ginger Postman says, at Virgin Radio UK, where you've been presenting breakfast all week, any chance this fella you've got on the breakfast show can retire early? Chatting about... I can't say that word, but it begins with SH. Before 9 a.m.
Right.
Hashtag bring back Edith.
Fine.
This show on Talk Radio right now is the worst thing to happen to my ears since the nasty ear infection I had last year, says Michael.
Yeah.
Wait, no, this is worse than that, he adds.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, who edited that David Baddiel interview? A blind Edward Scissorhands, that's coming from Michael. Another Virgin Radio tweet from Laura ML84. Feels like I have accidentally tuned into local radio instead of at Virgin Radio this week. Hurry back at Edith Bowman.
Mm.
Just as I went past the floor, the chief exec walked past.
Great.
The sleeper says, if John Holmes went to Virgin, it would be great because I could retune my radio to Talk Radio at 1 p.m. if they don't have that Muppet on there.
Thank you.
After hearing John do Virgin Radio Breakfast this week, I thought I might try and see what this Talk Radio show is like. Awful, says says Jane on text.
Thanks, Jane.
The John Holmes show on Talk Radio, single-handedly keeping the UK earplug industry alive. Thank you, Rich, for that. And finally, John,
yep.
This came in yesterday when we were talking about the station's tagline.
Oh, yeah.
John, when you say that Talk Radio's tagline is "We'll get you," you're forgetting the last bit of "to switch radio station." Back to you, John.
Thanks, Cornelius, and there you have it. The hater's gonna hate. If you've extra bonus this week, yeah, I've been sitting in for Edith Bowman on Virgin Radio Breakfast or every day this week. So a few extra little bonus ones thrown in there as well. If you're a hater that hates this show or me personally, then don't be shy. Get in touch. At Talk Radio is the Twitter.
Yeah?
Yeah. So start your message with some hate.
Oh, start your message with some hate.
8722 is the number.
Start his message with the word talk.
And then add some...
hate.
Yes. or you can get in touch with me personally at JohnHolmes1, also on Twitter. It's Talk Radio. Victoria will have the news momentarily.
Talk Radio.
And here it is, 3:30.
In the last couple of minutes, Scotland Yard has said it's going to assess whether any criminal offences have been committed following the scandal surrounding MP Keith Vaz. The married father of two stood down as head of the influential Home Affairs Select Committee after a Sunday paper claimed he paid for the services of two male escorts and offered to buy Class A drugs. Boris Johnson has joined international condemnation of North Korea after it carried out its biggest nuclear test. The Foreign Secretary says Britain will hold talks on a robust response after Pyongyang violated United Nations rules. Dr. John Nilsson Wright is a Chatham House Fellow on North Korea.
The North Korean leader is anything but funny. This latest test, the fifth test since the first test in 2006, is further proof that the North Korean government is intent on developing its military capabilities.
A second complaint has been made over the decision not to charge Sir Cliff Richard with historical child sex offences. The Crown Prosecution Service received the first challenge last month. The singer has always denied doing anything wrong. The Prime Minister's used her first major speech on domestic policy to unveil the most radical and far-reaching changes to English education since the 1980s. A new wave of grammar schools aims to end what Theresa May calls selection by house price. A 10-month-old baby girl has been bitten in the face by a dog. Police in South Ayrshire say the small black dog didn't appear to have a collar or an owner. And the Ukrainian capital Kiev will host the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest. Organisers say fans can look forward to an electrifying show in May. The weather: rain spreading southeast tonight, strong winds in the northwest, lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow rain will eventually clear in most areas, highs of 19. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you so much.
You're so welcome, John.
Are you off next week?
Yep.
Great. Who's coming in?
It'll be Rachel Jewell, who normally does breakfast.
Oh, who's doing breakfast?
Probably Dibble. He usually gets flung onto whatever and no one else wants to do.
You say no one wants to do breakfast?
Well, Rachel clearly didn't, if she wants to do my one.
Mm. Perhaps she just wants to work with me.
Can't say I'm not annoyed to be passed over for that as well.
What, you want to read the news?
Yeah.
Do you want to have a go?
No.
Okay, fine.
He can't actually read, though, can he?
Well, I would do you want to try one?
Okay.
Okay, let's not do a super serious one. Read that one there.
Have you not got one about a skateboarding duck again or something?
Well, I just did an animal story, but it wasn't a nice one.
Well, don't read a horrible one, Colin.
Here we go.
The Prime Minister has used her first major speech on... This is how it's written.
That explains why Victoria does that.
To unveil the most radical...
I had no idea Victoria's reading it verbatim.
That's how it's written.
I didn't know. God, Victoria, sorry, I thought you were tripping over your words, but you're just reading it correctly. Sorry.
And far-reaching changes to the English education since the 1980s.
Wow. I had no idea you typed it like that. Right, it's coming up to a time, and there will be live music on the radio with Live Music Friday here on Talk Radio very shortly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. Before we have Live Music Friday, we will... well, as you know, the news. There's news, isn't there? There's news all around. Wherever you go, wherever you look, there's just news in the air.
Oh,
so much news.
I love being among it.
Yes, and as we know now, because of Victoria's writing of it, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, she can't get her head around
it. Or her mouth. However, we are here to help with our little way of... taking you by the hand and teasing you through the complex world of current affairs. And we do that through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
North Korea rep reportedly makes sarcasm illegal. Yeah, right.
Right then, Friday afternoon on Talk Radio, and the coughing man you can hear is today's live music. He is called David Cook. He joins us. We've literally dragged him in off the street to perform for us live. Before he does that, he's going to do a couple of songs for us this afternoon. Before he does that, let's find out where we dragged him from. Hello, David.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. Because I know, you were busy. You like working out there and stuff. Earning a crust, David.
Singing for me supper. supper.
That's right. I hope people don't throw supper at you. That'll be awful.
No, they don't.
But where did we find you? Where did we drag you from?
I was busking in the IMAX tunnels yesterday.
Oh, around Waterloo Station in London. Yeah. Okay. And how is the IMAX tunnel as a busking venue?
It's great.
Is it?
You get really nice acoustics down there. It was better years ago. You know, they've changed the outlay of Waterloo, so you used to get a lot more people going through there.
Right.
So it's especially good on a wet, rainy morning.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because the weather's now taking a bit of a turn. Yeah. So I suppose you've been doing it all summer, presumably. Have you been out?
Yes.
Yeah. So it kind of tails off a bit. Is there a cut-off point for a busker?
Not for me, there's not.
No?
But there is for a lot of buskers. Yeah.
Fair-weather buskers, David.
I kind of like Christmas, actually, Christmas time, because a lot of the buskers, they don't come out when it's like freezing and stuff like that. So it's easier to get pitches.
You can coin it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are generous at Christmas as well, of course. That's good.
Well, they are. Especially if you can throw in a Christmas song or two.
Yeah, good. All right, so how long have you been doing it?
I've been busking for about 10 years.
Oh, okay. Wow. Right, yeah. So quite a long time, yeah. So do you do it just in London? Do you go around the country doing it?
No, just in London.
Right.
I went up north to see me family, and I've done a little bit up there last time I was up there.
Yeah.
But mostly London.
Mostly London, okay. Well, we'll talk some more, but we do need to hear a song, of course. What are you going to do for us first?
I'm going to do the first song I ever wrote, which is called The Human Race.
Excellent. Here we go. David Cook playing live on Talk Radio.
Sometimes being so free isn't always easy to be when things weigh heavy on our minds. Oh, I know I might not see your face again, and so I sing you a few lines. I'll make them play it on the radio. I'll tell the whole world you're so fine. I love the way you wear your smile so bright. I love the wilderness I see in your eyes. Don't lose no time. If you lose your way, put your dreams on hold, baby, only till today. Trust in your heart and you find your faith. Oh, enter your spirit bell in the human race. Before I met you, I was lost in life. But then you showed me through your eyes. Well, you made me see my times just passing by. Showed me some passions buried deep inside. Don't you lose no time. If you lose your way, put your dreams on hold, people, only till today. Trust in your heart and you find your way. Enter your spirit back in the human race. Oh, yeah, with a human race.
Music on Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. That is what we do. Excellent. That's David Cook. We'll talk some more in a minute. David, we'll hear another track from you. I know it's 20 to 4. We'll be back after the traffic and travel.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Arsenal, Tottenham and West Ham all to win was 9-2, now 13-2. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 9-2, more 13-2. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Five for the 6 o'clock film, please.
That's £62, sir.
Bit steep? I'll tell you what. I'll give you £30, we'll skip the trailers and leave before the end.
It's still £62, sir.
What if I keep one eye shut? At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Focus Titanium from only £199 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £4,776, 35 monthly rentals of £199 provided by ALD Automotive Limited, subject to status. You'll not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still got the M4 westbound in Wiltshire closed between junction 16 for Swindon West and 17 for Chippenham as ongoing recovery work continues after that overturned lorry earlier. Leicestershire, the M1 northbound, still very slow traffic due to an earlier police incident after junction 23 for Loughborough. Stop start on the M5 southbound in Bristol between 16 and 20. And in Dumfries and Galloway, there's one lane block and slow traffic due to a broken down car on the A74 between junction 15 and 14. I'm Paul Jenkins.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then. Yes, you're listening to Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. We are joined by a musician this afternoon. As you know, if you're a regular listener on Friday, it's Live Music Friday. We'll go outside, drag someone off, in off the streets in order to perform. Drag them away from their busking pitch outside and put them inside to perform for us. We've got David Cook with us. Performing, we've already heard one song, which was the first one you ever wrote, you said, as well.
It was, yes.
Yeah, and also contained the line about playing it on the radio.
Which is why I had to sing it.
Good work. All right, so let's talk a bit about your background, because you've been doing this a long time, as you said.
Yep.
But is it right you were homeless?
Yeah, I joined the army straight from school. Once I left the army, I found it very hard to settle and sort of find myself, so I was homeless off and on for a very long time.
Right. So how long ago are we talking?
Oh, I mean, I only done a couple of years in the army, so I joined as a junior.
Oh, okay.
So literally from the age of like 18 and a half, 19.
I see. Right. And were you posted overseas?
No. I didn't see any action or anything like that. I just literally done the training.
Yeah.
And just left.
Just left it.
Just
yeah.
Left.
Fair enough. And so what happened next then? You came to London or?
First, I mean, a friend of mine left at the same time. We went to Portsmouth first, and we ended up in a hostel. We played a bit of football. That wasn't a very stressful year. It was actually feel like you have your freedom after sort of being
so regimented.
Services, you know?
Yeah.
And then I tried to go back home, see my family and stuff like that. The problem I had is wherever I went, even though I was like made friends very easily and had nice people around me, I always felt like I didn't belong.
Right. Okay.
I had that for many, many years. Occasionally now, I still sort of feel like that, but not most of the
not
time.
As much.
Music
yeah.
sort of got me away from that.
Yeah, it's interesting that I how music can have that effect on people, which is why it wasn't so important to people. But yeah. but it's kind of, it's like a, I mean, music therapy is a thing, isn't it?
It is. You know, and the thing is with me is like I always planned on working on my music and sort of doing something, you know, in that sort of with music to live. But I had it in my head. I always thought, like, you know, you have to get, like, obviously a base to work from, a job and some kind of normal life before you sort of focus on stuff like that. But with me, it turns out it's the opposite way around. For years, I was trying to sort myself out and just couldn't. And in the end, I decided, like, well, I'm just going to go for it anyway. I'll just start working on the music.
Yeah.
And the minute I did, sort of everything else fell into place.
So where did you start? If you hadn't got a bass, where did you sort of start working on the music from?
Well, Crisis Skylight on Commercial Street in East London.
Yeah.
So I started there first. So
okay.
I've seen loads of adverts.
And for those that don't know, what does that do?
It's a charity. They do the Crisis at Christmas for all the homeless people so that they can get them all off the streets into shelters and give them food and basically nice Christmases.
Yeah.
And they worked really... They work all year towards sorting out the Christmas for the people. But they run classes as well. So they run music classes and dance classes and art and stuff like that.
You didn't fancy the dance classes?
Nah, not me. Literally two left feet.
Literally two left feet. Oh, okay. It's an army thing.
Yeah, you can't see my shoes. Yeah.
So, all right. But that's a fascinating story because and a success story as well, of course. So, so in terms of, you said, you know, you couldn't settle, you felt restless. And so did you just move around a lot then? With people who are homeless, is that a common thread?
Well, no, actually, I think some people get into the habit of actually staying in one place. So they've got the little group around them and they start feeling secure there. And it's almost like you feel that place is your home, you know?
Yeah.
You get to know
kind of like
the locals.
Sort of family in a way.
But I mean, the first time I was homeless, wasn't that stressful. Second time it happened to me.
Why wasn't it? You know, because to anyone who hasn't been homeless, sounds like it would be stressful. So.
Yeah, I'd just left the army, so I mean, like I said, I had sort of lots of energy.
Yeah.
I could look after myself. I wasn't concerned about the cold or anything like that.
Sure,
I had a friend with me, and it was just. I mean, the first time I just felt a bit free, to be honest.
Yeah,
you know, going straight into the army from school.
Yeah, and then
second time I ended up. Getting in with the clique and had sort of people around me, stuff like that. And I can understand how people get into the situation where they're stuck in that one place. Because it's when you've got friends and stuff around you, the security and stuff like that, it can be quite hard to get away from it.
Yeah.
Third time, I decided that, right, I'm not going to get into any cliques. In fact, I'm going to keep myself to myself.
Yep.
And I didn't associate with anybody. And I mean, that didn't work for me neither. So I thought if I did that, I'd sort myself out a bit quicker.
Yeah.
But then I just ended up, you play mind games, you know, you sort of, if you lock yourself away from everyone and everything, you're caging everything in, you've got no one to talk to, stuff like that. So that's difficult as well.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So what turned it round then? What, so the music happened?
It was the music. I mean, I've always sung. So, you know, wherever I was, if I ever felt bad or stuff like that, I'd literally be singing, if not in my head, I'd be singing out very quietly to myself.
So the busking part of it came after the crisis shelter,
yes.
Right? So that kind of encouraged you to do it, and then you just right, I'm going to do this, right?
Yeah,
okay. And now your circumstances, what do you?
I'm in temporary accommodation.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to work on my music. Unfortunately, I've just broke. I had a nice semi-acoustic guitar, which I broke a couple of months ago.
Oh,
the neck snapped on it. So as you can see, this is a bit of a. Well,
it looks. I mean, it's kind of nicely worn in. Is what I'm going
to say. Yeah. That's the way to describe it.
I'm
going to
say.
Yeah. So, the aim is now just to get my equipment back and get out there.
Well, you know, hey, people listening to this, you know, what a story that is. I think, you know, and what an inspiration. You're going to play us another song. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play "Wonderful Tonight" by Eric Clapton.
Splendid. All right, David Cook. He's live with us in the studio. Live Music Friday. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Late in the evening, she's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup, then brushes her long blonde hair. But then she asks me, do I look alright? And I said, yes, you look wonderful tonight. We go to a party and everyone turns to see this beautiful lady who's walking around with me. But then she asks me, do I look alright? And I said, yes, you look wonderful tonight. Well, you look wonderful because I see the love light in your eye. And the wonder of it all is that you just don't realize how much I love you. It's time to go home now. I've got an aching head, so I pass her the car keys and she puts me to bed. But then I tell her, as she turns off the light, I said, my darling, you look wonderful tonight. I said, my darling, you look wonderful tonight. I said, my darling, you look wonderful tonight.
The studio again, live music. That is David Cook. Superb stuff. Thank you so much. Have you got web things, modern web things, or anything like that? Would we find you? I mean, what do we do? We have to come and watch you
You have to track me down on the streets, I'm afraid, at the minute. So I'm not very good on the internet and on computers and stuff like that at all. So I don't have stuff out there like that. But I mean, I have produced a CD, which isn't available online.
But we can find it from you.
Yes.
Essentially.
Right. I have my own CDs.
All right. So in terms of if someone's going, right, I want to come and see him tomorrow, and they're in London, are you going to be out tomorrow?
Yes. Saturday, Sundays, I'm always in Waterloo. Yeah. You know, the exit that leaves Waterloo Station that goes to where the Shell Centre used to be. That's now been pulled down. So I'm normally in that tunnel between 11:30 and 2:00 on a Saturday and a Sunday.
There you go. That's live gigging for you, how it should be done. If you are in London, in the Waterloo area, go and check him out. David Cook, thanks so much for coming in.
You're really welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Very welcome. Right, 7 minutes to 4:00. Yasmin Khan is on from 4:00, of course. Ahead of that, though, it's some speech Friday.
Some request Friday.
That's it, thank you. Good. Over on Radio 2, of course, Simon Mayo does all request Friday, and, well, he's allowed to play music. We can't play recorded music, live music certainly, but not recorded music. So we are allowed to play, though, speeches and talks by way of request. Here's one that's come in. Hi, John, Con, Victoria, Aidan, Chloe, Travel Reader, Denny, Laurie, Liam, Scott, Callum, and Rupert. Happy Friday to you all. I would love it if you could play me a speech, as I've had a fairly tough week. Last Sunday, I was outed in the press for using rent boys and texting them about drugs, and I've had to step down from my job. To cheer me up, could you please play Johnny Cash being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And that's love from Keith. Yes, Keith, of course we could. It's Talk Radio. That is what we do. This is for you.
By the way, I'd like to make one correction, if you don't mind. The name of the store on Beale Street was Lansky Brothers, not Lasky Brothers. It was Lansky Brothers. That's where we hung out and bought those shiny LeMay clothes, you know, back in the mid-50s. And just down the street was home of the Blues Record Shop, where I spent all my money and realized some of my first dreams, and that was actually owning recordings of some of my heroes, people that had influenced me and that made an impression on my lives. Of course, there were the Hanks. There was the Hank Williams and Hank Snow and the Carter family and the country, the folk in the hill country, they called them back then. But there were also other stations that I listened to in Memphis. I lived in the near Memphis in northeast Arkansas, and I listened to WHBQ.
There it was, Johnny Cash there being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a request from Keith, who, of course, is having a tough week. He was out in the press for using Brent Boys and texting them about drugs. Had to step down from his job. That's Some Request Friday. It's coming up to 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, Yasmin Genghis Khan will be...
That's harsh.
...will be here. Oh, no, sorry. I mixed you up with Julia Hartley Brewer. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Do you want some Wrath of Khan?
No, actually, no.
Good.
No.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Really well.
Good. What's coming up on it?
Well, first of all, very excitingly, Music Review has changed from 6.30 to 5.30, but even more excitingly...
Yes, I know who's doing this. I know who's doing a music review.
Wherever
today.
he lays his hat,
yes,
it's apparently his home.
Yes.
And every time he goes away, he takes a piece of meat, apparently, with him.
That's apparently true, yes.
Paul Young is...
Paul Young's here.
Paul Young.
He will be.
Wow.
In the studio, live in person.
And we're living in the love of the common people.
I'm doing the dance.
You are doing that, yeah. Yes. He should just, you know, Paul Young and his hat.
Yeah.
He should cut out the middleman and just move into a hat shop.
That with a piece of meat.
Yes.
And some common people.
Yes.
Amazing. So he'll be on the show.
Ask him that.
I will.
Yeah.
From you.
Yes.
Also on the show, Statin Thayer. Good for you. They're not good for you. They'll kill you. They won't kill you. They keep you alive. What's the latest?
Yes, we're talking about... Because I didn't even know what a statin was.
Wow.
If I'm honest. And we spoke to a man on the phone, disappointingly, not from Prestatin, which I was hoping he would be. But
amazing.
Sadly not. Anyway.
There was a man from Prestatin.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't do the rest. Incidentally, for dry lips, Vaseline is very good. Other petroleum jelly-based things are available. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Never mind.
Is this something to do with Keith Vaz?
No.
Oh. Vaseline.
Yeah. Might be. All right. Anyway, other news. We are going to continue the conversation and learn more about grammar schools and whether they are a good thing, not a good thing,
yes,
all of that.
What about a grammar school with statins in it? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, because it means that the pupils are probably on quite an unhealthy diet, possibly from a very young age. And also why the UK has got the lowest rates of breastfeeding in the world.
In terms of breast or bottle, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yes, we have very, very low rates of breastfeeding.
I have no idea.
So we'll be talking to an expert about why that is.
All right.
Yeah.
Yasmin Khan coming up next on Talk Radio. Are we ending with a haiku?
Yes.
Okay. Well, as you'll have learned from what we know about statins, and indeed everything else, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Well, allow us to help, Cornelius, because we'll finish the week on... it's been a long week. I've been doing Virgin Radio Breakfast as well. Anyway, we'll finish the week...
Bang.
On haiku note that's how we help explain the news in the form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We'll see you on Monday from one here on Talk Radio. It's the news in haikus.
Gibson, sorry, for past decade he was naughty in the noughties.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.